High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 2-4 Springfield Cougars and your 5-1 Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. PNC Bank Branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Well, they say it as a parent, they say it as a coach, and they say it as a high school football player. Sometimes you blink and it's over. Well, here we are in week 7 of the high school football season. We're not done yet, but just with the quirks of the schedule, it's the last regular season home game for 12 Strathaven seniors on the football team, 4 cheerleaders, and a number of band members. It feels strange to talk about senior night on the first Friday in October, but yet here we are. But boy, have these seniors made an impact on the football field, all 12 of them, and now being honored here at George L. King Field for what may be the last time on the regular season, but a win tonight over Springfield would clinch a first-round home playoff game, and we are thrilled to bring it to you live here on HavenFootball.net. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight. Springfield and Strathaven at 5-1, got back on the winning track and pitched a shutout against an undefeated Marple Newtown team a week ago, and now facing Springfield, maybe their toughest test in the next couple of weeks anyway, with Harrington and Laura Mary on the schedule, and of course Garnet Valley looms in week 9 on the road. But again, this will be interesting to see the Panthers, who've scored exactly one touchdown in the last 2 weeks, to try to get the offense back on track against Chris Britton's Springfield Cougars, who are in a bit of a rebuild mode at the moment, along with some serious injuries that have taken about a dozen players off their lineup at the moment. But Springfield comes in at 2-4 and looking to get their offense going too, with a second-string quarterback who wasn't expecting to play a whole lot this year. But when Kevin Rechner went out midway through that Radnor game, Springfield's been working at a little bit of a deficit on offense, and in fact has scored more than one offensive touchdown just one time this year in the win over Lower Marion. So the Panther defense kind of licking their chops, but the offense has to get on track tonight. And as we look at the seniors out at midfield here with their parents and so forth, just want to name them. We've called their names many times over the years in the broadcast, but Ebo Pio, Emmett Young, John Proshniak, John Wilson, Sam Burke, who else is out there? Alex Jahadi, Jack Henry, Corey Harris, Jake Dunning, Mike Golay, Matt Dowdy, and Jack Weiler. Those are your dozen 12th graders here, along with 4 cheerleaders. And again, I can't count how many band members, but they're all wearing a boutonniere tonight, and we'll talk about them more at halftime. And once we get to halftime, we'll hear more from Mike Mayer, but we're going to hear from Mike right now and during plenty of the game here. So Mike's doing the engineering, color commentary, and of course everything else on HavenFootball.net. Mike, big game tonight for the Panthers. Maybe not like the marquee game in Delaware County, maybe not quite the hype of last week's win or game leading into Marple Newtown, but the Panthers have some work to do.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, coming off a couple of games, Haverford, they played reasonably well on defense. I mean, they really held a very tough team to, other than the 2 breakout touchdowns, they held them to just a couple of touchdowns, which was good. They couldn't score anything. I think there's some reasons for that, not the least of which was Haverford played them in the box and played them very effectively and really kept the run game down to a minimum. But last week was really a difficult thing to watch because the mistakes, the muff punts and the fumbles and the, you know, not having the ball for the first 10 of the 12 minutes of the first period, I mean, just went on, and you sit there saying, gee, you know, I mean, it's amazing the defense was able to hold Marple Newtown off from any kind of a score, particularly after possessing the ball for so long in the first half. But the offense really had trouble. They didn't have a lot of time, but they had trouble really finding their groove as well. Timely penalties, things that we're hoping to see tonight. And, again, I don't particularly care what the score is. I like the win, obviously. But I'm really looking for a clean football game with some really good blocking and holding blocks and doing what they can to really kind of dominate. They do have one really tough game that they're going to be facing in the next 3 weeks after this, which is Garner Valley. But, you know, if you play badly against teams
anybody
that are struggling,
yeah,
you know, that can turn on you real, real quick. You know, suddenly you could be down by a touchdown or even two potentially, and your ability to get back, depending on when it happens, can be pretty iffy, particularly in high school ball. Remember, we're only 12-minute quarters, so it's not a situation you want a lot to happen. And, of course, the other thing is you want to be trying to peaking as you get to the point where you're looking at playoffs, and that's the other reason I'm looking for some improvement for the Panthers. So, you know, they looked like dynamos in the first few weeks, and now they've kind of, you know, gotten away from that. Some of it's been, you know, played teams that are a little better, a little stronger. But last week was a matter, if Marple Newtown had pulled that out, the only people that won that game or that lost that game would have lost that game last week would have been Strathaven themselves. So I'm hoping for a good game. I always wanted to be competitive, but one way or the other, I just want to see some really strong offense from Haven. And of course, tonight with the win, we got a pretty good breeze blowing east to west, and you know, whatever the passing attempts were going to be, will have to be, you know, kind of restricted, because I think they were too worried about the way the ball's going to be flying around. So we're going to look for a good, strong ground game, and hopefully it'll be mistake-free.
Mistake-free, and again, the defense, on the other hand, has been terrific, and really the standouts, you know, throughout, and the most consistent unit all together, I would say, on the team, and allowing just 10.8 points per game. That's third in Delaware County right now. And, again, a lot of credit goes to the senior-laden defense. But, boy, there have been some underclassmen stepping up, both defensive ends, Christian Mazur and Aiden Prosniak. And speaking of the defensive line, good to get Corey Harris back in the lineup tonight. So senior who's missed a significant amount of time with injuries this year, but he is back in the lineup tonight. We will see him rotating in at defensive tackle and defensive end. So, again, great sign to have 58, who was the second-leading tackler for the Panthers a year ago. And to think that the Panthers have held up very well, even without Corey's services so far, has been very encouraging to date. And as I have to admit, being distracted here by all the guys and their families, and we got moms and grandmoms and younger brothers and sisters, and lots of family members accompanying the 12 seniors out at the midfield stripe here in the pregame. So, again, just looking forward to continued success for those seniors this season. And, again, hoping and expecting that this is not quite the last home game at George L. King Field. They are hoping for a first-round home game. And to do that, they'd need to land in the top eight. So we will talk about playoff projections at halftime a little bit. I have started that prognostication a little bit. Again, lots of football still to be played around District 1, but I have some ideas on where the Panthers could land, and hopefully that is in the top eight in over the next few weeks, and get another home game here in Wallingford. But with that in mind, just again, everybody with the on their feet and clapping it up for the senior cheerleaders and football players one more time. And again, we're just excited to be part of it and see everybody with their contributions to the football program over the last few years. So with that in mind, we're going to take a short time out, be back for the opening kickoff, the national anthem, a whole lot more. Stick with us. I'll be listening live or on the archive, Week 7 football right here on havenfootball.net.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and more. Andrew Kaufman's here with the stats and spotting. Pete Fulgenetti with the spotting and halftime chatter as well. Thanks again to Pat Clancy for getting us set up here in the booth. Thanks again to everybody around District 1, District 12, and the state of Pennsylvania for keeping scores updated. There are some huge games around District 1 at the 5A and 6A level tonight, and a couple that affect both playoff fixtures here in District 1. The biggie out in Chester County tonight, Downingtown East against Downingtown West. The top two teams in the 6A level at the moment in terms of playoff points and positioning. Another biggie up in Suburban 1 at the 6A level. Undefeated Satterton against 5-1 North Penn. That should make a difference in seeding in the top eight, I would think, in the weeks ahead, and certainly in the Suburban 1 race for the league title. Upper Darby and Radnor a little closer to home. Ridley and Marple Newtown is a biggie. Both teams 5-1. Marple trying to bounce back from their first loss a week ago. And Ridley's only loss was on this field as well to the Panthers. So we'll see how that plays out. Both of those teams in decent position now playoff-wise, but looking for home games perhaps. We'll keep you posted also on Interborough and Academy Park. Another one over in the Chessmont, undefeated Kennett at 6-0 against 5-1 Westchester East. Winner of that one probably is on their way to the American Division title in the Chessmont. Kennett would tie a school record with a seventh win tonight, and Westchester East, it's been years since they've even gotten to six. So again, both those teams are in great position for the 5A playoffs and should be a good one there. We'll keep you also posted also on Garnet Valley and Pencrest. And another biggie that will probably affect Strathaven seeding at some point will be Plymouth, White Marsh, and Cheltenham. Cheltenham 5-1 handled Upper Dublin easily a couple weeks ago, and they are athletic, they are fast, and they are looking to make some noise in the 5A playoffs. Captains are meeting at midfield for Springfield. It's number 9 tight end and defensive end Aiden Shandley, along with number 54 offensive lineman Nick Cariola, and 35 is your tight end, Devin Allen. For the Panthers, Sam Burke, John Prochniak, John Wilson, and Emmett Young are there to greet, and the Panthers will move left to right in front of us, receiving the opening kickoff. And again, we're going to see smatterings of pink in front of us. Well, more than a smattering amongst the cheerleading crew here, as it's breast cancer awareness, and again, lots of support here. So if you're here at the game or know someone at the game, t-shirts are on sale. It's going to a great cause. Starting to see some pink socks, wristbands, and t-shirts underneath the jerseys here for the Panthers, who are in all black head to toe with the white numerals and silver helmets. Springfield in their road whites with royal blue pants, white helmets, and gold trim. So we're going to take a short time out. The 12th man will finish the Star Spangled Banner, and we will be ready for Week 7 action here in the Central League. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. Be back in a moment for the opening kickoff on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
That's the Strathaven Marching Unit, the 12th man, we call them around here, 400 and some strong once again. Thanks again to Gary James on the PA and Bob Jessen for entertainment value, I guess, here in the booth. But
thank Coach Jessen for his sense of humor.
Coach Jessen's awesome. A fixture here in the booth was on the PA last week, and now
if he
has
gets
a little
any
more
older,
freedom.
He'll be a permanent fixture. So,
anyway, great to see these guys once again, and thanks for everybody listening at home. And special thanks to somebody who popped by pregame. John Wilson's grandfather is here, so we've lost a listener for
That's
tonight.
Right.
He's from the Indianapolis area, but he gets to hear here in person tonight to see John, the Panthers' leading tackler, in person.
But one of our regular listeners is listening, and Sharon, we talked today. We haven't talked for quite a while on the phone, so she listens every Friday night, so I told her I'd give her a shout-out, and she was all excited. So there it is. You got it.
Perfect. All right. Panthers ready to go and teeing it up for the Cougars' number 14 senior kicker. Is Brett Barber. Barber was had his moment of glory earlier in the year with a last-second field goal in their second win of the season against Radnor, winning that one 10-7. Barber has it teed, ready to kick it away to Ebo Pio, who waits at the six-yard line. He's flanked by Jarris Adams to his left and Matt Schuler to his right. We'll see what Barber and the Cougars want to do, if they want to send it deep or kick it short. We're underway. High end over end kick's going to come down towards, on one hop towards Matt Schuler, who gathers it at the 12 and then loses his footing as he cuts upfield. The turf monster got him, and he stopped at the 19-yard line. So, unfortunate break there for Schuler, who was just getting going and tripped on the turf. But the offense will get started with Jack Ryder at quarterback, John Prochniak at fullback, Ebo Pio and Evan Blaker, your halfbacks. John Wilson, your tight end. Split end tonight is Jason Stone, as Chris Ouellette is out of the lineup. Center is Mike Golay. Jack Henry and Alex Shahadi are the guards. Matt Dowdy and Sam Burke are your tackles. So here we go. Under center with two tight ends. It's Ryder giving to Prochniak, who is dropped immediately at the line of scrimmage. Good tackle there by number 8 for Springfield, who's in the lineup for the first time tonight. On the defense side, that's Eric Rogers, if I'm getting that correct. Yep, Eric Rogers at defensive end. He's joined there by Donovan Dyett, Mike Wasaki, Brian Layton. Devin Allen and Aiden Shanley are outside backers. Jaden Baden and Brett Gaugler are your inside backers. Corners, Tom Dougherty, Connor Smith. Safeties, Matt Grapin and Alex Sherino on second and 10. They go toss play. Stumbling on the turf there is Ryder. Play was disrupted timing-wise, and Prochniak's going to lose a bundle back to the 15-yard line here. Panthers sloppy start here.
Boy.
Loss of 4 on the play. Brings up third down and 14 as a couple players now have lost their footing. Matt Schuler checks in at halfback as Jack Ryder brings in the play. So, inauspicious start here for the Panthers. They'll snap with the nose of the football at their own 15-yard line here. Third and 14. Ryder has Schuler wing to the right. Ebo Pio and John Prochniak behind him. 8 men in the box for Springfield. They give it to Pio, looking for running room. He's going to dance outside momentarily. They've got him by the shirt tail, and then others coming in to help. He's dropped after a gain of 5 to the 20-yard line, and the punt team comes on. So 3 and out goes the Panther offense here. Good work by the Springfield defense, and Cougars look to get it in pretty good position here.
Yeah, if that had been the first play of the series, a 5-yard gain would have been a very nice situation. Unfortunately, they went backwards twice, and then with a 5-yard gain. So
pretty stiff breeze here tonight.
Yep.
I don't know how confident anybody's going to be throwing the football. Long snap coming to Emmett Young, who steps into the punt and has a wobbler going. The wind caught that one and not in Panthers' favor here. It's down by Chase Barlow out at the 42-yard line. So just 22 on the punt as it wobbled and then seemed to hit a brick wall there in midair. Just didn't went straight sideways. So Springfield offense led by quarterback Matt Allison. Jack Clark is your leading rusher. He's at running back. When they use a fullback, it'll be Vince DiVario. When they use a tight end, it'll be Devin Allen and or Aiden Shandley. When they go with 4 wide, it'll be Tom Dougherty, Alex Sherino, Alex Williams. Nick Cariola is your center. Mike Wysocki, Gavin Atchison, James McManus, and Nick Marasio round out the line. They open it with a pistol look. Fullback offset to the right. High snap. Ellison gives straight ahead. This is Jaden Baden. Baden's first carry, wearing number 4, and he goes off tackle to the right side down to the Panther 35. Gain of 7 on the play. So Baden checks in. Jack Clark nowhere to be found in the early going, but Baden not featured part of the offense in the early in the previous games, but he's lined up at tailback now. They toss it to him, running to the left side here, looking for running room. He's going to be undercut nicely by John Wilson right at the line of scrimmage. He falls forward for maybe a yard, and that's about it. It's going to bring up third down and two as Springfield goes hurry up. So we'll not much time to talk in between plays here. Panther defense has Christian Major and Aiden Proshniak joining Sam Burke and Matt Dowdy up front. John Proshniak and John Wilson, the inside backers. Schuler and Blake on the outside. Corners are Barlow and Adams and Ebo Pio, your free safety. Third and two. It's Baden who puts it on the turf. Scramble for it, and let's see. Who has it?
Looks like
Panthers
55.
Looks like they have it. It is Sam Burke on top of it. The Panthers pick up a fumble right there. Handoff incompleted and falls into the arms of Big 55. Panthers get it right back for the offense at their own 34. They call
that
a break.
It looked like a bad exchange between the quarterback and the running back, and he never got the handle on it. And that was the end of that. It's, of course, shades of what happened to Haven on the third play of last week.
That's right. All right, Evan Blake checks back in. He is wing to the right side, two tight end set. Wilson to the right, Aiden Proshniak to the left. Eight men in the box. It's John Proshniak off the left side. He's going to push for a few. Let's see. Forward progress will give him the 37. So a gain of about three for Delaware County's leading rusher. Proshniak hasn't found the end zone in the last couple of weeks and still leads Delaware County with nine rushing touchdowns.
Well, it tells you the kind of start he had.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Still a huge part of the win last week, 113 yards, grinding them out, and Ebo Pio with the only touchdown a week ago. Here's second down and seven. Much better positive play that time for the Panther offense. Ryder under center, again two tight ends. They go motion to P.O. and they give inside to John Proshniak, who's going to still push the pile across the 40, still driving the pile and out to the 42-yard line. Gain of five tough yards as he was hit almost at the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely. It was all him. He just kept moving his feet. They got him by the shirt, which, of course, is not a good way to make a tackle, which did slow him down, but he just kept pushing.
Proshniak's going to have to check out and I think blood time here. So he'll check out momentarily. Jarrett Adams checks in at fullback on third down and two. Clock ticks, 7:45 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Each team with a possession that ended up fruitless. Panthers will snap from their own 42. Third down and two. Two tight ends again. They show blitz. They give to Pio off the right side, who steps away from him and cuts back to his left. And now speed down the near sideline. Stiff arm at the 40. Shoved out of bounds at the 36. Ebo Pio rips off a bundle. Give him 23 and a Panther first down. Nice little cut at the line of scrimmage. There was penetration off the edge there, and he stepped inside of it and then bounced it out for a bunch.
Yeah, well, Springfield is playing the box. They're loading it up with 8-9 men, you know, basically saying, come run at us. We got more than you do. And that one they pulled off. The Rebo's running.
John Proshniak back in the game at fullback. First and 10 from the Springfield 37. It's John over the left side. He's going to shed one tackler and push to the 35 and then driven backwards by a wall of white shirts. Forward progress gives him a gain of two. So Pio came into tonight sixth in the county in rushing. So the Panthers have had two in their top five or so for really the majority of the season with sort of the thunder and lightning approach.
Well, Coach Clancy likes to just keep pumping them up the middle over the guards, around the tackles, over the center. He just wants to keep feeling out, see how well they can do it, and wear them down. It's been effective for the most part.
Second down and eight. Ryder under center, turns, gives the PO off the right side. He cuts back to the left, and they've got him by the shirt tail again. Nice work there by Eric Rogers, the defensive end, off this near side to slow him up, and forward progress will only give him the line of scrimmage. Third down and eight.
I mean, the good news of this kind of philosophy is that, you know, the Springfield's playing so tight up to the line that if they should manage to find a way to get outside of the line, he's got nothing but green ahead of him. But on the other hand, there's nine guys to move out of the way of this standing up on the line.
All right. Christian Mazur, tight end to the left. John Wilson to the right. Third down and eight. Again, eight men in the box. Nine men in the box now. Motion man is Blake. On the counter, it's P.O. spinning to the left and not much doing. Good work staying home there by 32. Matt Grapin, the inside linebacker. Gain of just two, and it brings up fourth and six. And now
it's
punt team.
Yeah. Really?
Punt team going to try to pin them deep with the wind at their backs here. So the Panthers will send Emmett Young out there, ready to kick it away. Fourth and six from the 33, and see if they can get a coffin corner.
Well, I was going to say, even Emmett, if he kicks it full speed, would probably drop it around the five. So We'll see how they do it.
All right. Here we go. Standing deep to return is Dougherty. Snap is a good one. Young with plenty of time, and he booms one. It's angling towards the right sideline. It's going to take a terrific hop and out of bounds at the 9. Terrific work there by Emmett Young. 24 on the punt, no return, and coffin corner it is. How about that?
Yep, and you got it right. You called the 9. I think he's at the 10, actually.
Yeah,
but
put
it's
it down
important.
At the 10. Okay, either way, long field in front of Springfield here with 5:29 to play in the opening quarter. We are scoreless. Panthers went 3 and out. Picked up a chunk of yardage here to tilt the field a bit on their second possession, but now Springfield, after fumbling on their third play from scrimmage, will try it again. This time from their own 10, and under center this time is Ellison. He turns, they go, toss play to Clark off the right side, cuts back to his left and has a hole. Straight up the middle he goes, and Barlow with a great tackle there. He's going the distance.
Yep.
Out at the 23-yard line, gain of 13 for Clark, and that will move the sticks. Nice cutback running there from Jack Clark.
That was a huge hole. They really opened that right up, and there just was nobody there, nobody at home.
Clark with 111 carries for 309 yards on the season. And a touchdown here on first down. They go right back to him, and this time they say no. Evan Blake gives, not back to Clark. This was the fullback this time who took the brunt of it from Evan Blake. That's Vince DeVario. Stop for maybe a yard or two. All right, no huddle here for Springfield, so we'll keep it moving. They'll put it down at the 27, call it second down and a long 8. All right, from the 27, Ellison in the gun. Clark on his left hip, 3 wide receivers, 2 to the right, and he's rolling that way. Looking is Ellison, firing to that right side. It is juggled and caught. Nice work there. First down and more out to the 41-yard line, and then a flag comes in late. Let's see, this came in at the very end of the play, about four, all the way on this near sideline. So we'll have to see if this ends up being a sideline warning or what. But gain out to the 41-yard line, gain of 15 on the completion to Eric Rogers.
Yep, sideline warning.
All right, sideline warning on Strathaven here from the side judge. And it brings up first and 10 for Springfield out at their 41-yard line. Nice delivery that time from Ellison. I'm sorry, that was not that was Alex Chirino on the catch, not number 8, number 2 over on that far side. Chirino lines up to the left of the formation to the near side this time. Give inside to Clark on first down, and he's going to go nowhere. Nice work there by John Prochniak. Gain of a yard if they're lucky. Brings up second down and about 9. So Panther defense looking awfully good last week against Marple Newtown and a similar formation. A lot of 3 and 4 wide for Marple, and we have that here. Slot to the left side is the fullback. Back to pass is Ellison. Looking off to the right on the hitch, and is delivered too high for Alex Williams on that far sideline. Incomplete, it falls. Third down and 8.
If he caught, he was pretty well covered. That would have been probably a 5-yard gain, which wouldn't have been terrible, but just too high.
Williams is the guy they like to target as sort of their big play guy. So they are going to give him probably a little bit of a cushion over there. Barlow singled up out there, and now they shift Evan Blake to that outside too. 2 receivers left, and Ellison rolling that way on 3rd and 8. Looking outside the pocket now. Fires. There's a flag on the play. It's deflected and nearly intercepted by Ibo Pio. Deflected by the fullback DeVario, and then you get 2 flags in the backfield here. So P.O.'s frustrated. He had himself a pick. It hit him right in the hands after it was deflected, and he's just shaking his head back there. And now 4th and 8 upcoming, or do they accept the penalty?
They have to take the 4th and 8, you would think.
4th and 8, give them, I would think. Well, let's see. Coach Chris Britton for Springfield is sending the punt team already on the field. He's confident they'll decline the penalty, and Coach Clancy does. So 4th and 8, punt team comes on. So Springfield, to their credit, picks up a couple of first downs on that drive and has a chance to tilt the field back in their favor a bit. Matt Schuler stands deep to return the punt along with Ibo Pio. And number 24 on to kick it away, Jake Vaughn. Vaughn awaits the punt snap at his 30. He takes that snap, steps into it, and nearly blocked. And there's a wobbler coming to P.O. He makes the catch at the 28-yard line, steps away from one man, comes up the left hash mark, and is dropped out at the 35-yard line. So gain of about 8 on the return, and another flag back at the line of scrimmage. So we'll check this.
All right.
Let's see here. 3:30 to play here in the opening quarter. It's been a fast-moving first quarter. Try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere. Thanks to our friends at PAPrepLive.com. in the early going. Academy Park 6, Interborough nothing. Still scoreless here, of course. Boyertown on top of Springford. Bit of a surprise there, 7-0, but it's still early. And then we got a holding against Springfield. And is this during the kick, or is this... holding against Strathaven. Okay. All right, so holding against the Panthers, is this after the ball is kicked? If so, they're going to back this up from the end of the play. So the officials talk things over, but Panthers will not be starting at their 35. It'll be somewhere short of that after they sort this out, I would expect. Downingtown East and Downingtown West tied at 7 in the early going. Early score, the Petty School knocked off the Hill School 42-7. Ridley on top of Marple 7-0 in the early going. So the Green Raiders on the road up in Newtown Square tonight, but have the jump on the Tigers. Westchester East 7, Kennett nothing in the early going. Radnor on top of Upper Darby 6-0.
Whoa, where are they going?
And North Penn leads Satterton
7-0. From the point of the reception?
Point of the reception? Wow. Okay,
really?
So, all right, well, P.O. caught that ball at about the 27. Either way, they're marching this back to the 15-yard line. All right, tough call there for the Panthers, and now a long field in front of them. Panthers a two tight end set. Mazur to the left, Wilson to the right. Wing T behind Jack Ryder as they try to get this offense going. 3:30 to go here in the opening quarter. On first down, they go jet sweep to P.O. Looking for room off this right side. Gets a great block from Prochniak. Turns upfield at the 20. Stepped inside of a man, and he'll be awfully close to first down yardage. We'll see where they spot it as he banged out of bounds. Great block from Prochniak and give P.O. 10 yards and move the chains for the Panthers. That's a little bit of breathing room and very well blocked.
Yep. That was a great single block on the end and just took out the play, and that was your 10 yards.
Have not seen the jet sweep in quite some time, but nice to see them break it out as P.O. lines up in that same spot, wing to the left. Blake and John Prochniak behind Ryder. Again, 8 men in the box. It's a trap play right up the middle to John Prochniak, but the Cougars were ready for it. Nice work there by 32, Grapin on the tackle. Mike Grapin is in on a couple of stops in the early going. He also had an interception return for a touchdown against Lower Marion in their 35-0 win a few weeks ago. 2:40, 2:39 and counting to play in the opening quarter. 2nd and 8 for the Panthers at their own 27-yard line after Prochniak went for 2. He's the fullback again. P.O. on his left hip. Wing to the right is Jarris Adams. They give it to Jarris off this left side, and he's got some running room. Jarris off the edge, cuts to the secondary, and explodes now across the 45, out near midfield. Ball came out, and now there's a scramble for it. The Panthers may be back on it. Let's see. And it looks like Panther football. Adams put it on the turf. Terrific run by Jarris, and it looked like John Wilson, the man downfield, to make the recovery at the 44-yard line. So Panthers
very lucky.
Big game
very
there.
Very lucky.
Nice work there by the Panther front six, blocking there, and a terrific run by Adams, but lost control of it. Good work there by Wilson on the recovery, and the Panthers now in business here at the Springfield 44. 1st and 10 from the left hash, moving left to right here in the first quarter. It's Ryder, turns, gives to John Prochniak, not much doing. They are keying on him on the inside right now, and big 78 with a stop. That's Brian Layton, the sophomore.
And Clancy, in the worst way, wants to break out over the tackles, and he's going to keep prodding it until he gets it.
Well, I mean, they've had success on the edges with
Absolutely.
P.O., and then that run off the edge with Jarris Adams, that was something else.
It was good, but, you know, I would think the play calling, you would want to start running from side to side and just see how well they adjusted that and then run it up their gut. But I'm in the booth, not in the field, so what the heck.
All right, they go P.O. with a wing to the right this time. Split end is John Wilson. Fullback. And now they go toss play to John Prochniak, and he had nobody blocking in front of him that time. Three white jerseys waiting for him. First contact by 22 Brett Gaugler on the tackle, and they're going to lose 3.
I'm not sure the blocking assignments came off right. I mean, that was just way too many guys in the backfield.
Tried to stretch everybody out a little bit. They went with a kind of a split set, and nothing, nowhere to go there for John.
Well, he had 5 guys in the backfield.
8 carries for just 5 yards so far for John Prochniak. 45 seconds and counting to play in the first quarter. 3rd and 13 for the Panthers from the Springfield 47. They go 2 tight ends again. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Back to passes Ryder for the first time. Looking, he's got a man down the middle. He's got Pio out there, and it is broken up nicely. deep in the secondary is Chirino, who leaps and had the ball hit him in the back. Actually, that was seven. Connor Smith, rather. Pio had a step, ball slightly underthrown, and it hit the corner in the back at the 10-yard line. So they take their shot downfield. Falls incomplete, and Emmett Young on to punt it one more time. So 31 seconds to play here in the opening quarter, and we are still scoreless. Panthers have not been able to string together just enough good plays here. All right, here we go. Snap is a good one. Plenty of time for Young, who sends a wobbler. It's headed towards Dougherty, who makes a catch on the run at the 18. Comes up this near sideline, and now he's got some room. 35, 40, and out of bounds. That is number 20, rather. Not number 10. That's Rob Longo. So Longo with a nice return out to the 40-yard line. Panthers net just 7 after the kick and return going the other way. So not a great start here in the first quarter for the Panther offense. And now Panther defense being asked to continue to hold their ground. Jaden Baden checks in as your tailback. Three wide receivers. Two to the right, one to the left. Under center is Ellison. They go two tight ends and back. He fires to the right side. And this could be a double pass here. It's actually a lateral going backwards. Panthers all over it. That's Christian Major throwing him for a loss of 6 on the play. Progress, I think, will give him.
Yep.
Give him back to the 38. So loss of 4 on the play. Good start for the Panther defense there, but they're going to switch sides of the field as we've come to the end of the first quarter already. Scoreless after 1, Panther offense, Panther defense, Panther special teams, everybody doing their part so far, but the offense still nothing to show for it in the early going. Springfield with the football when we come back for second quarter action on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Brian Carroll, Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman, and Pete Fulgenetti bringing you all the action on havenfootball.net. Under center is Matt Ellison for Springfield, 2nd and 14. From his own 38-yard line, the Cougar quarterback turns and gives to Jaden Baden off the left side, and he is going to stretch forward back near the original line of scrimmage, call it a gain of 4 out to the 42, rather. John Wilson on the stop. Brings up 3rd down and about 10. So Panther defense has been doing their part here. They've forced 1 fumble, recovered early in the early going by Sam Burke. Forced a couple of punts as well, and now trying to get off the field on 3rd down here. Ellison in the gun, pistol look, Baden just behind him. 2 receivers to his right. He looks back to his left, though, fires high, deflected, nearly intercepted there by Evan Blake. Pass delivered a little high. Blake got a hand on it on that far sideline, and 4th and 10 upcoming as Ellison now just 3 out of 6 throwing it.
Yeah, that's too bad because if he had caught that, he had some green in front of him. I don't think he would have gotten necessarily all the way in. But he had some clearance.
Yeah. Yeah, Evan Blake was over there and probably a pretty good position to make a stop. But here we go. It's all speculation at that point. All right, here we go. On to punt again is Jake Vaughn. Pio and Schuler await inside their 30. Vaughn steps into it, and it's a high spiral. Heading back towards Pio, who's going to make a catch. Good block there from Schuler. Pio trying to find some room up this left side. Makes 1 man miss. Up the near sideline, 30, 35. Cuts inside again. 44-yard line is where he'll end up. Terrific return from Ebo Pio. Gain of about 24 on the punt return. Matt Schuler took a heavy hit. Gave up his body to make the play there with a great block and to let Pio do well. To do anything with it, otherwise you're calling fair catch.
Yep, it was an amazing run, actually. He just makes people miss. It's an amazing thing.
From the 44-yard line, the Panthers now right to left here in the second quarter. Pio in the backfield with Blake, and they give and fumble. Stepping on his foot, and down goes Jack Ryder coming out from under center.
He tripped over the center's foot, I think.
Did well not to fumble it. I said, oh, boy, that looked like the ball was coming out there. So Adams was in there at fullback. Jason Stone checks in now at split end. But second down and about 13 is Ryder. The drop for a loss there has got stepped on coming out from under center. Panther offense in a little bit of a hole here. Second and four, second and five feels a lot better than second and 13 when you're running the wing tee, doesn't it?
Yep.
Stone split end to the right. Ryder turns, gives to Jairus Adams. Running room and now explodes. Makes a man miss into the secondary and now foot race. Jairus at the 30, 25, 20. Jairus Adams will go 59 yards untouched. How about that for thunder and lightning? They put lightning at the fullback spot and Jairus with a beautiful cut in the secondary. Panthers on the board first. 10-20 to play here in the opening second quarter.
That was an incredible run. You know, when Jairus came out after the fumble, he ran over and grabbed the ball and held on to it until he was called back into the game. And they gave him another shot at it. And that time, boy, it was all him. He just turned on the Jets.
Terrific blocking up front there. And, again, that's great speed and a terrific cut in the secondary. But now the Panthers want to talk things over. They look like...
They were totally disorganized for the extra point, and Clancy is livid.
Yeah.
You know, you're in 7 week and you can't get out the extra point team. What's going on here?
Very frustrating there to burn a timeout. 10-20 to play here in the regulation. Or, I'm sorry, in the second quarter. But, boy, that was a big one. That was a big one there as they'd really bottled up. Springfield had really bottled up the middle of the field there. Second and 13, they spread the field a little bit, put a split end out there. Maybe that had something to do with it as, you know, Springfield's just been killing the A-gap all night. They've
absolutely.
Just been attacking it. We've seen that from them for years.
We've seen it from everybody for years.
Right.
I mean, that's the way you defend the wing tee.
That's right. But, you know, again, Panthers have had some success on the edges.
Are they going for two?
Now they'll go for two here. Look at this. All right. Well, Panthers going to go for two. Not sure what the plan is here, but they will line up to go for two. All right, here we go. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Blake and Jairus Adams behind Ryder. They go for the two-point try. Ryder is going to go with a hard count. Now turns, gives to Blake off the left side, and he's going to lower the shoulder and in for two. Evan Blake drives his way in for a couple, and the Panthers lead 8-0 just like that. Okay, well, we'll take a short timeout. Be back for see if Springfield can answer. Glad you're listening, live or on the archive, to havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Jairus Adams going 59 yards, his longest run of the season, has given the Panthers an 8-0 lead after the two-point conversion. And now Emmett Young on to kick it away. All right, here we go. Young steps into it, high end-over-end kick. It's going to come down at the 7-yard line and a little bit of a wedge up this right hash mark and cutting to the left for a few and not much else for number 19, Matt Dickinson, rather. So 19, Matt Dickinson takes it out to the 22-yard line. Alex Hemingway and friends on the tackle. And the Panthers defense trying to hold up now on an 8-0 lead. Boy, that energized the crowd a little bit. You can start to feel a little silence in here. You've had the offense struggling for a couple weeks, and Jairus got the crowd rolling. Here we go. First and 10 from the 23. Fullback offset to the left. They toss to that right side. Looking for room here as Clark steps away from one man, and Ebo Pio comes up hard to make the hit. Drives him out of bounds at about the 27. Let's see where they spot this. Gain of about 4 for Jack Clark. Second down and 6. Pio flying in hard from the free safety spot. Springfield left to right here in the second quarter. They'll snap from the right hash mark.
What do you think the reason was for the two-point conversion? Do you think something's wrong maybe with Mr. Young?
I'm not sure what was going on. Or if was it or John Prochniak, the long snapper? I don't know.
Yeah.
John's back in the game at inside linebacker. It's a good sign there. Shotgun look for Ellison, gives to Clark straight up the middle, and he's going to be close to first down yardage, but I think there's going to be a holding call. Flag back at the 26, and this looks to be in the neighborhood of offensive holding.
And you're right.
We'll see here. Okay, well, we'll keep you posted here on scores from elsewhere as we get them. But in the meantime, 8-0 Strathaven here. Holding against Springfield is going to turn this into second down and long. Not what the offense wanted. And, you know, Coach Britton, again, had different designs for this offense when you've got a senior at quarterback, Kevin Reschner, and, you know, a young team up front for the most part. So a lot of guys will be back in the years ahead for Springfield. And they had a heck of a run from about 2013 to 2017, couple of Central League titles and good playoff runs.
They come back. I mean, they've accounted themselves well tonight so far.
Oh, definitely.
Sure.
Oh, this is still very much a ball game here. 9-12 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Ellison under center. Give inside is to Clark. He's going to get lower the shoulders and take it across the 20 out to the 21. Nice low to the ground running from the junior wearing 34. All right. So out they go to the 21. Corey Harris checks out. Sam Burke checks in on third down and about 12. All right, here we go. No huddle again for Springfield. They roll two to the right side of the formation, do the Panthers. Almost like a double coverage look here on Scarino with Blake and Barlow behind him. Two receivers to the left. High snap, and they give inside to Clark. He's going to try to bounce to the right, and John Prochniak says nope. Turns him right into the arms of John Wilson, and the two inside backers have their way with Clark there. Back to the original line of scrimmage at the 23.
Prochniak actually stunted to the inside and then went back on the outside when he saw it was covered by one of his defenders and made the stop. It was a nice play.
Nice work there from the two leading tacklers for the Panthers on the season. Right. Ebo Pio awaits the punt on his side of the 45. Vaughn to kick it away. Takes it. Gets it away. High wobbler. It's going to come down to Pio at his 45-yard line. Gathers it in. Makes one man miss. And then, stumbled. Lost his footing just as he came up to the midfield stripe. And they'll put it down right there. So, again, very good field position here for the Panthers. The defense not giving up much so far. Just 52 yards of offense for the Cougars thus far. 15 through the air on one completion. And throwing it, rushing it, rather, just 37 yards. Barely 3 yards a carry. So, here comes Jack Ryder, and Panthers going to try to come up with something else. Bigger, better plays on first down, rather. All right, John Prochniak back into the game at fullback. Split end to the right is Jason Stone. Now they shift. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. On first and 10 from midfield is John Prochniak. Off the right side, he's going to go hard off tackle, driving tacklers across the 45. And Big John suddenly has 9 yards.
He was absolutely stopped with a 3-yard gain. Absolutely stopped.
Well, that's going to be, if this combination continues to work with Prochniak and Adams and then Pio as well, you've got speed, you've got power, you've got a mix of both at moments. We've seen Pio and Adams run through tackles as well.
And you're not even talking about Blake yet.
That's right. That's right. Blake's averaging 5 yards a carry, more than 5 yards a carry on the season. All right, second down and one. From the 41, split end to the left is Jason Stone. Wing to the right now is Evan Blake. An 8-man front there, and they give it to Pio off the right side. He's going to bounce his way to the right side, and Ant's got speed on the far sideline. 35-30, 25, still on his feet, and down near the 10-yard line. They're going to say, nope, stepped out of bounds at the 17, but give Pio a bunch more. 24, 25 on the run, and Ebo Pio continues to pile up the all-purpose yardage here. He's up to 62 on 6 carries, a bunch in the return game. And the Panthers in business now in the red zone. First and 10 from the Springfield 17.
Oh, timeout.
All right, timeout for Springfield.
I don't know.
The officials are just checking something. Speaking of checking things, Abington on top of Council Rock North 20-0. Academy Park still on top of Interboro 6-0. We'll try to keep you posted on Plymouth, White Marsh, and Cheltenham. No score just yet. Central Bucks West on top of East. Central Bucks East 7-3. They're fixing the clock up here, so we'll keep talking. Marple, Newtown, and Ridley tied at 14. So that's exciting. up the road here, up 252. Yep, and speaking of tied at 14, Downingtown West and Downingtown East also tied at 14. Yep. Haverford on top of Harrington, 14-0 in the early going. And Westchester East also on top of Kennett, 14-0.
Ooh,
same
really?
Score there.
Interesting, okay.
So Kennett trying to bounce back. Here we go. First and 10 for the Panthers, two tight ends, and now Coach Britton wants a timeout for the Cougars. All right, 6:48 to play before halftime. We're going to take a short timeout with them. Stick with us. Panthers 8, Cougars nothing, and Strathaven threatening again when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Hi, this is Emmett Young, the kicker for Strathaven since 2016. For my senior season, I want my kicks to mean more than just points in a football game. I've partnered with Kick It and Alex's Lemonade Stand to raise money to find the cure for childhood cancer. Go to the link on havenfootball.net or my Twitter bio, at EmmettYoung7, and pledge an amount for each point I score this season. And together, we can help kick childhood cancer. Thanks, and go Haven!
And it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through!
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Ralph, for sending it back. And you heard from Emmett Young there. There was a nice article in the Daily Times. Matt Smith just helping to publicize Emmett's effort to contribute some extra fundraising to Alex's Lemonade Stand and cure childhood cancer. So hopefully everybody else can get on board if you're listening or reading the website. Terrific cause from a terrific young man. All right, here we go. First and 10. Panthers with two tight ends and a wing tee behind Ryder. Motion man is Evan Blake. They give it to Prochniak, and he's going to go up the middle for a few. Shandley rides him down at about the 14, maybe 13-yard line. Gain of 4 for Prochniak, and he'll just wear on you. If they're patient, he will eventually pop one, much like the Marple Newtown game last week. Didn't have eye-popping numbers, but then suddenly, fourth quarter, he was giving them all they could handle.
Yep, absolutely. And, of course, that's what the offense is designed to be. If you can't make the great big breakouts immediately, you'll just wear them down. Of course, it's worked on everybody at Haverford.
Two tight ends again on second down and 6. Ryder turns, gives to Prochniak one more time. Off the right side, cuts back to his left, and he's going to be tumbled inside the 10 down to the 9. So 4 more and 3rd and 2 upcoming. Good push up front that time. And again, Panthers are just flat out outnumbered. They've got 9. They're trying to block 9 with seven
of them.
Yeah,
but there's leaving somebody open. So,
but the backs are doing their part as well. You know, the front 5 and the 2 tight ends are terrific. But we've seen good blocking from the halfbacks and the fullback at moments.
But Springfield's defense is hanging in there. I mean, playing them tight and they're. Yeah, they're getting their yards, but they're stuffing them as soon as they can.
3rd and 2 from the 9. From the right hash, 10 in the box for Springfield. They give to Prochniak, who's going to push the pile for a couple. We'll see. No, still on his feet. No, the ball came out. Let's see. All right, Springfield thinks they have it. Was he marked down first is the question.
Yep, they do have it.
And it is recovered by number 78, Brian Layton, on top of it. And the Panthers cough up a beautiful chance there inside the 5-yard line, fighting for extra yardage. And the Cougars make them pay. So the Panthers and Cougars have each now traded turnovers. And long field in front of Springfield, but the Panthers were hoping to make that a 2-score game there.
Oh, well, they still have an opportunity, but they're going to have to move quickly. They got to stop Springfield to get the ball turned over.
All right, Springfield ready to go here. Receivers split to either side. Wing to the right. Single setback is Baden. They give it to Baden up the middle, and he's going nowhere. John Wilson and John Prochniak on the stop. Matt Dowdy in there as well. Brings up 2nd down and
9.
Maybe 9.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe a yard out to the 6. Springfield still no huddle here. Single tight end. Single receiver to either side. Ellison back to pass. From this goal line, fires to the outside. Complete to Williams, who's going to step away momentarily from Jairus Adams, but Jairus corrals him and rides him out of bounds at about the 10 or so. So just a short gain of about 3. Good closure there by Adams, and Evan Blake closing as well.
Big 3rd down for both teams right here.
So first catch of the night for Alex Williams goes for just 3. 3rd down and about 5. Shotgun look this time. Ellison takes the high snap. Looking. He has time, fires to this near sideline. It is caught and stepping away from one man momentarily, but Adams and friends make the stop. Forward progress only to the 12. It's going to be shy of a 1st down. Good job by Matt Schuler closing quickly and making the stop on Rob Longo. So Longo makes the grab, goes for just two, and the Panther defense holds. And right. Again, should have a short field here.
Yeah, the key is sure hands or stay away from the ball, one of the two. Yep. So, you know, if you're not sure you're going to make the catch, just let it be. You'll have good field position no matter what.
All right, here we go. Vaughn awaits the punt snap at his goal line. Pio and Schuller wait. A high snap. Good work by Vaughn to track it down. It's a low kick. It's deflected. It's picked up by Matt Dowdy. Dowdy's going to take it on in for a score. A partially blocked punt. And Matt Dowdy's first career touchdown. Big, big play for the special teams. How about that for a gift on senior night? 4:01 to play before halftime. High snap disrupted the timing. Vaughn, I thought, was doing well to get it away, but what a great job by Dowdy to scoop it up and score. We'll call it a 14-yard return, and now Emmett Young on for the extra point. Ryder will hold. John Prochniak snap. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is up. It is good. 15-0.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Good work there, Emmett. Extra point up and good. 15-0 is your score. Stick with us. 4:01 to play here before halftime, and the Panthers special teams has given them a big spot here on HavenFootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit. Or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to, here we go, extra point. The kickoff is going to go through the end zone. We were trying to get a whole lot done there in the 20 seconds between scoring play and kickoff, trying to figure out who blocked it. There was talk it may have been Alex Shahadi. We'll have to check the tape. It may have been Shahadi. 54 is 45? Okay, Major. Okay, so may have been Christian Major. We'll check the tape. But the partial punt block scooped up by Matt Dowdy, and whenever you get a lineman with his hands on the ball, that's an exciting play. It's been a while since the Panthers have blocked a punt. Harkens back to the 2010 playoffs. Chaz Fisher blocking a punt down in the east end zone here against Springfield. That may have been their last punt block, honestly. 2010. All right, here we go. First and 10. Springfield starts after the touchback, and the give is inside to Clark, who's wrapped up immediately by Christian Major. He'll lean forward for a gain of about two, but if it was Major who got a hand on it, I thought, you know, the punter was doing a great job just to corral a high snap.
Yep.
But looks like Major may have gotten a finger on it, and it landed right in the lap of Dowdy, who scooped and scored. All right, here we go. Second down and 8 for Springfield. Panthers shift the defense. Three wide receivers to the left. They fire out to the right side, complete to Serino underneath, and Blake and Barlow wrap him up immediately. They'll give him forward progress to the 26 to be generous, and that'll be third down and 4. So, good work there. Panthers tackling has been tremendous.
Yeah, they're giving the buffer. They're letting them take the 2 or 3 yards, and then they're meeting in there with 1, 2, 3 defenders and just crushing him at the point of reception.
Corey Harrison now at defensive tackle. Three wide receivers again, two to the left for Ellison. He rolls that way. He's looking, has some time, steps up. Pressure coming from the backside. Now he'll tuck and run. He's going to step up and I think have enough for a first down as he runs out of bounds on the far sideline. They will give him the 31, 5-yard gain and a Cougar first down. Nice work there by Ellison. Very good coverage by the secondary, and Ellison just got it done himself that time. Yep. Good work. So 2:53 to play here before halftime. 15-0, Strathaven on top of Springfield. Big scoring run from Adams, and now big special teams play is a difference. Give inside is to Clark, who's tripped up there and into the arms of John Prochniak out at the 35. Gain of 4 for Clark.
Boy, Clark does accelerate quickly. He got that hole, and I actually lost him with the binoculars. That's how fast he is getting through the hole.
All right. So we'll try to keep you posted here on scores as well if we're updating Twitter. There we go. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. They toss to the right side. Cut back for Clark to the left. He's going to lunge near first down yardage. I think they're going to be just shy if they put it down at the 40, and they do. Third down and one. Springfield in a hurry here. They believe they still have two timeouts in their pocket with 2:14 and counting to play here before halftime. Some confusion here for the Cougar offense. They get lined up. All right, Williams to the right. Two receivers to the left, and they go quarterback sneak right up the middle, and pushing the pile for first down yardage is the quarterback Ellison out to the 44. So nice work there. Just quick snap and go get your first down. Move the stick. Stop the clock momentarily. And they'll be ready to go. Okay, so clock continues to tick, actually. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Ellison with a pistol look. Clark behind him. From the 44, he's back. He's looking, fires a little screen to this near sideline. Complete to Serino, and he's going to move across the 45 of the midfield stripe. John Wilson tracks him down with help from Chase Barlow, but he picks up Strathaven territory there at the 49, gain of 7, and they'll move it again. Second down and 3. Sorry, Mike.
That's okay.
No huddle
classic,
here. Yeah.
Yeah, classic example of Haven's defense just bending. We'll see whether they can break or not.
All right, second and 3 from the Haven 49 as they go no huddle again. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Inside give to Clark. Up the middle he goes, and John Prochniak stops him there.
We may get
but
the first
again,
down.
He's going to spin his way to the 46 and move the chains.
Yep.
That should stop the clock momentarily as they move the sticks. And now the referee says, no, move them. Move the sticks, and there we go. Start the clock. Okay. Springfield ready to snap it again. First and 10 from the Haven 46. Two to the left, one to the right, and Ellison's back. Looking out to that left side, fires high. It's caught by Serino, and Jairus Adams grabs him by the shirt tail and drops him for a gain of maybe 3.
Jairus Adams almost overplayed that. Almost overplayed it. Who called the timeout?
Got a handful, and now Springfield will call timeout with 45 seconds to play and a good chance to catch our breath here.
I was going to say Clancy should call a timeout, let his defense get a breath, and see if they can regroup a little bit, try to stop all this.
CB South 7, Penridge nothing. Upper Dublin leading Quakertown 13-0. So Upper Dublin trying to bounce back with their backup quarterback. Garnet Valley all over Pencrest, 21-0 early in the second. Downingtown East and West still tied at 14.
Anything on Ridley Marple?
Ridley and Marple, last we saw, was
tied
at 14. Right. But I'll see if we can maybe see if there's an update for you. But Kennett and Westchester East are still 14-0 there. Westchester East on top of Kennett. Downingtown East and West are tied at 14, as are Ridley and Marple. All right, here we go. Second down and 5. Springfield from the Panther 41. 45 seconds left and still one timeout in their pockets. Two receivers to the right. Longo split wide to the near side, and it's a quarterback draw. Up the middle goes Ellison. He's going nowhere. Well, Panthers read it right, and Matt Dowdy, man of the hour here in the first half, he stops him for, I think, a loss on the play. So the quarterback keeper goes nowhere.
Springfield
loss
takes
of 2.
Another timeout.
And now Springfield,
that's it.
Frustrating for the Cougars there. As you call, try to come up with, surprise some people with a quarterback draw there. Dowdy disrupts that. And now you're out of timeouts on a 3rd and 7 from the 43.
The center of Haven's defense, I think, is very tough to penetrate on a regular basis. And I think trick plays can be extremely difficult because they tend to be pretty well disciplined about staying home. And they seem to be very happy to stay in their lanes more often than not. It's also one of the reasons running outside on the Panthers can be tough because they're wide outside linebackers tend to stay home as well. Makes it tough to get around unless you throw a block on them. And then, of course, you can spring it open. But
it just sounds like you're describing a pretty good defense.
Overall. Oh yeah, absolutely.
They've been solid. They really loved the front 7 coming in, and had questions about the secondary. They've held up so far. 3rd and 7 from the 43. Ellison back, looking out of timeouts, and he is buried by Corey Harris. Welcome to senior night, Corey. Back at the 49-yard line. Welcome back, 58. Clock ticks, 22 seconds, 21 seconds. Springfield, are they going to go for it on 4th and 7? Panthers may want to think about a timeout. Springfield is just going to let the clock run, I think. They don't need to snap it again unless the Panthers want to try to...
They're signaling like they want something.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't snap it again here. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They do want to go for it all here on fourth down. They throw it deep down the far sideline. It is intercepted. No, juggled and incomplete. And now, are you going to get pass interference and a free play out of this? All right. Barlow nearly had the pick, but I think you're going to get pass interference underneath of that where the ball was thrown. And now, with the clock reading zero... The half cannot end on a defensive penalty, so Springfield's going to end up, I believe, with an untimed play out of this from maybe the Panther 30 or so. Well, it'll be a 15-yard from about the 35, if indeed pass interference is the call.
If it's defensive pass interference, right.
Let's see. They'll talk it over, and we'll hear about it momentarily. But I was... kind of surprised there. Springfield wanted to just try it. But, I mean, if that's what you're going to do, you're going to just try for one last Hail Mary type play. They did it beautifully. They let the clock run down. Strathaven did not burn a timeout to see if they could get the ball back. So I think Springfield may have played this perfectly. If in fact this is a defensive penalty, pass interference is the call. So they're going to march off 15 yards from the midfield stripe. Panthers will need to get off the field here, or will need to make one more stop from the 35, untimed down. Again, the half cannot end on a defensive penalty. If there's another penalty on the Panther defense here, they'll get another shot.
Right.
So clock reads zero on an untimed down. Springfield's going to get one snap from the 35. Panthers with quarters coverage as they break the huddle. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Now they go three to the right. Ellison in the gun. Clark in the backfield with him. Ellison with time. Looking. Steps up. Fires deep down that far sideline. And it is juggled and intercepted. Intercepted. Coming the other way is this Evan Blake? This is Ebo Pio down the far sideline. He's got his interception and knocked out of bounds at the 37. And not a bad play there. Pio got it on that far sideline. He and Blake are wearing similar... attire tonight with the pink shirt tail out of the back, and my mistake. Good work there by Pio, his first interception of the year, and a nice return out to the 37, but the untimed play will take us to the locker room. 15-0, the Panther defense doing the job so far tonight. So we'll stick with us, and we'll talk a little who knows what. Strathaven.
Won't be Phillies.
You know what? We'll just make it a surprise. Make sure you tune in at halftime. We've got Andrew and Pete and Mike chatting it up here. At George L. King Field, Week 7, Senior Night here in Wallingford. So stick with us. Be back in a few moments. Thanks again to our terrific sponsors who keep us moving every week on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media.
Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market.
Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, and Statman Andrew Kaufman. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
And welcome back to George L. King Field, where we're at halftime, and the score is Panthers 15 and the Cougars, Springfield Cougars, 0. It's been an interesting first half. I think Springfield's played it very tough on defense. Haven's had its share of mistakes, but not like it was last week. And I think Springfield's defense is doing a fairly effective job. In fact, it would only be 8-0 except for wasn't a pick six because it wasn't an interception, a blocked punt. So, which turned into 6 points, which was pretty dramatic at the end. And Springfield had a non-timed play that they threw it long, but that was intercepted. So, Pete, what's your thoughts of the game so far?
Well, I'm sure Andrew will be able to tell us about this statistically, but as far as the rushing yards, the Panthers are much, I don't know how many more than Springfield, but they've really dominated them on the ground. They had the one turnover, which gave this pullback to Springfield, but I think you could see towards the end of the second quarter, some of the plays, they were Springfield was starting to wear down a little bit with their defense, but they played good defense. But I like to say the Panthers, Mike, this is three straight halves that they have shut out their opponents. Last week, the whole game against Marple in the first half. This week against Springfield, they played excellent defense. Their offense has been spotty the last 2 weeks, but enough to keep them ahead and win.
Well, and that's the name of it. Andrew?
The biggest difference, I think, in this game so far is the Strathaven rush defense versus the Springfield rush defense. They both have about the same number of carries, but the disparity in yards is nearly 3-1 in terms of in favor of Strathaven.
It's more than 3-1, actually, because it's 172 for 21 carries versus 52 for 20 carries.
Yeah, slightly more. Springfield's averaging 2.6 yards a carry on the night so far to Strathaven's 8.2, which is the biggest difference of the game.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I mean, there is the big difference in the game, which is the 59-yard run from...
Yeah, I've been looking for that all year. Jarek Adams, we talked about it in the preseason, that once he gets out in some open space, that boy can run. He just took off.
And I think he needed it as a confidence builder after he'd fumbled his last running play.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
We put Pio and Adams on the goal line and rush and let him have a 100-yard dash. Who wins that race?
I think Adams. Although Pio's, you know, a track star. But
I'd like to see that.
For 100 yards, I'm not too. I think Pio would probably win it for 40 yards.
But they're 40, both, it might be Jarris Adams.
It might be Jarris Adams. He really turned on the Jets. I mean,
I'd like to see Matt Schuler thrown in there too.
Yeah.
The three of them just have so much speed. And that's something you can't teach.
No, you can't teach.
You just saw Jarris Adams run away from defenders here on his 59-yard run.
And they were close. I mean, those and any other running back probably would have made the stop before he got into the end zone, but he just peeled off, and that was the end of that. It took off and nothing but rear lights. Jarris was kind of cute. I said this during the broadcast, but I'll say it again at halftime. When he came off after the fumble, he grabbed a football. And he held on to that football until he was called back for another play because he just felt, you know, this can't happen. I can't be dropping the ball like this.
I've got to hold on to this.
Yeah,
this
I'm going to practice and
keep this with me. No one's taking this ball away from me.
And, of course, the problem is when you try to get the kind of yards that Jarris tries to get and that Ebo tries to get, you become rather vulnerable because you're being stood up, you're being slowed down, you're being stopped to some degree.
And they're poking at the ball.
And they're looking to grab it. Particularly a guy who he knows you're going down.
A guy like John Prochniak, you've got to have two hands covering that ball because that's what defenses are going for. And he does not go down. You need five, six guys to bring him down.
As you swing your body to try to twist and turn away from a tackler, centrifugal force will bring that ball out and up. And it's in the crutch of your arm. So it's easy if somebody's right next to you to come down and pound it, rip at it, do all sorts of things. I mean,
Or come from behind and get the punch.
Or come from behind, which is...
You know, Mike, sometimes it's better instead of fighting for that extra yard.
Just go
down.
Once you get three men in front of you, just go down and take your gain and
live
another play.
You talk like a guy to Prochniak, and most of his yards are second, third effort.
Yeah, I know.
And if he went down immediately, he's not going anywhere.
The one thing I'd like to do is go back and look at game film and... get yards after contact for John Prochniak. And
that's right. Add another stat to our workload.
Yeah,
That'd
the YAK, the YAK.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Something I'd take
play,
care of.
One play, Mike, I didn't like. You'll remember they pitched it wide to Prochniak, and he lost like 6 yards or 5 yards.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to run him straight up the middle. You want to go wide, you do Pierre, you do Adams.
Right. You do some of your speed guys on the edge, Evan Blake.
To defend that play, the idea being that if your guys are keying off of a guy and they see Prochniak out, they may back off a little bit and expect you to dive Ebo or Adams. So you pitch it to Prochniak. Nobody's looking for that.
Yeah, nobody's.
Unfortunately, it was not a
there.
Good play. The toss was not great. Prochniak
they tried
low behind
it, but
him.
I don't think you'll see that in the second half.
Not unless they perfect it. I think they get better at it. But I also don't think you'll see it in the second half because their sweeps, their end runs have been extremely successful. With P.O. and Adams. And, of course, they haven't even tried Blake yet, and he can generally run outside as well.
Yeah.
So
I think what you'll see by the end of the third quarter and throughout the fourth quarter, I think the Panthers can just wear down this defensive line of Springfield and control the game. And as long as they don't turn the ball over, I think they might come away with a win here tonight.
Well, I think it was going to get set kind of early. Springfield's going to get the ball first, and I think they have to do something with it.
They have to.
They've got
to
get points here on this first
drive. If we stop them and score ourselves,
this game's over.
If they don't get points here.
We don't want you to hang up on us or go watch TV or anything, but
you're
but
not
that
allowed
would be
to
the
leave.
Reality.
We
you're
will
not,
not allow you to
we
leave.
Got your name. We know who you are.
We know who you are. We know where you live. We know everything about you.
Let's not get hysterical, Pete. All right. Anyway, all right. We're going to go take another break because I know that Brian's working quickly on updates and seeing where all that's at. Anybody? I wanted to ask you real quick before we go away. We haven't talked about the Eagles yet. We got to do that real quick. But, you remember the band, Andrew.
Yeah.
We never had anybody up here who was a member of the band. What's that, what's it like to be out there at halftime?
It's interesting. It was a lot of fun. I did it for all the years I was in high school. I had a lot of fun doing
it. 10 of them?
Yeah. all four of them. I was there for 4 years.
It's like the fourth grade was the longest 4 years of my life. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it was just it's a lot of fun being out there playing the music. It's a different experience, especially, I'm a huge football guy, just being in the stands, being able to be at the games.
And the fact that they threw it. What did you play?
I played the bells.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right.
It was.
Kind of tough to lug them down the steps.
Yeah, but.
Okay.
You got your people with you, your friends. And
Pete, you got like 2 minutes. Tell
me
about
I just
want
to talk about Sunday. Eagles are playing the New York Jets, and, this should be a real lopsided game. The Eagles, though, have a way of making games interesting. As we know, we'll be texting during the game, Mike, and saying, why do they play 15 yards off? But I still think even doing that, they'll win the game.
Well,
and here's a stat.
We know they have to do it because they don't have any quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Their quarterbacks are hurt. They've got like three guys going in. They've got one guy that was on their week one roster.
Here's a stat I heard this evening on the radio when I was driving over. The New York Jets have never beaten the Eagles ever in their history.
Really?
Really? Home away, that mean they're
because
they haven't played that often.
They don't play a lot, but they've never beaten the Philadelphia Eagles
in the regular season.
Well, preseason they have, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's all regular season.
They have never beaten the Eagles.
All right. Well, that's an interesting stat. I'm not too sure what it means other than either they're new.
It means nothing.
It means nothing in the grand scheme of things. It just means
it's something to talk about in the bar.
It's probably just going to be another. It should be a lopsided Eagles win. The Jets are going with their third string quarterback. Darnold's still out hurt, and I'm seeing an Eagles victory on Sunday.
All right. Well, I think Pete's saying the same thing, and I think most of the world is saying the same thing. So we're right now at George L. King Field. It is Panthers 15, Cougars 0. Second half in about 9 minutes. We'll be back for updates from Brian and all the other good stuff. And the second half, stay tuned. You're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent.
Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media.
Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market.
Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field as Nick Pignataro has the unenviable task of reading off I don't know how many seniors in this band right now over the PA system. But
again, they'll replace them.
We hope. But again, congratulations to the seniors in the band and band front. It's been an amazing thing year after year just to see this band continue and grow, and people come from miles around and still talk about the Strathaven band.
That's right.
Wait till you see them. So again, congratulations to them for their last regular season home game in George L. King Field. But the Panthers well on their way to securing a first-round home playoff date if this 15-0 score holds up through the next 24 minutes of football action. All right, we're going to rip through a whole bunch of scores around District 1
and
District 12. Avongrove trailing Coachville 27-3. Not a big surprise there. Coachville continuing to roll. CB West trying to stay undefeated. They lead CB East 21-3. So CB West, again, getting things going up in Doylestown. Central Bucks South leads Penridge 21-0. Chester scored just before halftime. They lead Penwood 6-0. So Penwood right now in decent playoff position, but I had projected that they'd win that game tonight. Right now they trail 6-0 at halftime, so we'll keep an eye on that one over in the Del Valle League. The Chester defense doing their part so far. Abington 28, Council Rock nothing. The Ghosts trying to go to 6-1 after tonight. Council Rock South looking for their first win of the season. They're leading Bensalem 10-0. So good sign there for Council Rock South to get their first win. Downingtown West against Downingtown East. Battle of the undefeateds. 1-2 in the 6A District 1 seeding right now. West has just pulled ahead of East 21-14 late in the second quarter. Closer to home in the Central League, not a surprise here. Just up the street at Pencrest High School, Garnet Valley 28, Pencrest nothing at halftime. Great Valley trailing Henderson 24-0. So Westchester Henderson, that was one of my toss-up games. I didn't know what to think of that one. But Henderson taking care of business there. Both of those teams are, Great Valley and Henderson, both probably right on the outskirts of playoff contention. They need a win tonight and then another win sometime in the next 3 weeks to qualify. Haverford all over Harrington 35-0. Panthers will see Harrington next week. So that's the opponent up in Villanova, a couple weeks, just 7 days away. So we'll keep an eye on that one. But that's going to the Mercy Rule in the second half. And Haverford going to go trying to make this a five-game win streak. And I don't think anybody wants to play the Fords right now.
No,
they are
not
hot after dropping their first two.
And it's too bad they already played Garner Valley. That would have been a great game at the end of the season.
All right. Academy Park 28, Innerboro 7. So Bucks still winless on the year, which is a big surprise there as they rebuild. Westchester East on top of undefeated Kennett, 14-7. So 5-1 East against 6-0 Kennett. Kennett's Westchester East on top, 14-7.
Kennett's got a chance.
They do. It's a close game and not a surprise there. Both teams looking for maybe a top four type seed in the 5A playoffs. Methacton trails Park Valley 21-7. Not a big surprise there. Jenkintown all over Morrisville 21-0. Big one for playoff seeding. Two teams we don't see much about or talk much about. Cheltenham scored on a kick return with a minute to go before halftime. They lead Plymouth-Whitemarsh 14-7. So Cheltenham on top now, 14-7. They are 5-1, looking to go to 6-1 as well.
We have an update from Penwood-Chester. Penwood scores late in the half. They lead 8-6.
8-6. Okay, Penwood takes it to the halftime locker room with a two-point lead, the conversion, the difference there. All right, Cheltenham, again, 5-1, had their first ever playoff, 5A playoff, visit a year ago. Undefeated Plymouth-Whitemarsh is going to have to turn things around. The way I'm projecting it right now, if Cheltenham were to knock off undefeated 6A Plymouth-Whitemarsh, they will leap ahead of Strathaven, I would think, certainly after tonight, and probably withhold that as long as they win out. So my guess is that Cheltenham finishes in front of Strathaven at this moment, should they beat PW tonight. If not, I think Strathaven holds on to probably a three seed, maybe a four, with Cheltenham one step behind them. All right, for now, elsewhere in 5A and elsewhere up in the Pac-10, Phoenixville trailing Pope John Paul 13-0. Not a big surprise there, but Phoenixville needs a couple of wins probably to qualify for the 5A playoffs. Ridley and Marple Newtown, big one in the Central League, big one for playoff positioning at the 5A and 6A. They are knotted at 14 at halftime.
Wow.
So Marple and Ridley both got off to a fast start. It was 14-14 in the first quarter, and that's still where they stand at halftime. Boyertown 20, Springford 14. Big surprise there for the moment. Springford in contention, certainly in 6A for playoffs. They cannot lose to a 2-4 Boyertown team and then continue to feel good about their positioning. They need to turn it around quickly. Sun Valley still winless and looking like it's going to stay that way. They trail 15-0 to Bishop Shanahan. Shanahan, I will say, my cousin's kid, just a little shameless self-promotion here. Connor Bailey kicks a field goal at the halftime buzzer for Shanahan, and a three-pointer there for the Eagles has given them a 15-0 lead over Sun Valley. Oxford trails Unionville 14-3. Upper Darby took the lead on Radnor 13-12. So Radnor,
interesting.
Radnor's going to need to turn things around there. They're trying to keep pace for a decent seed in the top in the 5A playoffs as well. Upper Darby looking for their first win in weeks. They've been just hammered by injuries. Their three best players really out of the lineup for the foreseeable future. Upper Dublin, speaking of injuries, lost their quarterback, but they're bouncing back so far tonight. They lead Quakertown 13-0. Upper Marion 14, Pottstown 7. Ruston over Chichester 14-0. So again, Ruston's looking good too. I have them projecting out to probably a 7-3 type record, and they'll be in the hunt for a home playoff game as well at 5A. If Chichester turns that around, that puts them in great position for the 5A playoffs as well. Upper Moreland 8, Wissahickon 0. And then I will take it over to the Catholic League. Bonner Prendy 28, Conwell Egan 0. One other game of note is one that didn't happen. For the first time I can remember, my alma mater is not playing football this weekend. Hatboro Horsham, ravaged by injuries, canceled their game with Germantown Academy.
Really?
So that's a 6A school not playing football tonight. So Mark Schmidt, former coach at Neshaminy, first year at Hatboro Horsham, trying to turn that thing around up there. Up in Horsham, but that's a long way to go, and certainly that's pretty pretty significant, pretty devastating to get to the point of canceling a game altogether.
Well, I'll tell you, it is dangerous. You know, you have, in the way they play football in Pennsylvania, you have sophomores, juniors, and seniors playing varsity football. And if you don't have the varsity members and you're going to rely on sophomores and juniors and they are not the big kids, particularly in a 6A environment, you know, you have injuries now. You try to play these kids in a regular game against kids that are, you know, got 50, 60 pounds. As Coach Connor pointed out when I interviewed him when he left Strathaven a couple years ago before he returned, obviously, he had pointed out, he said, you know, you play somebody that's bigger and stronger in tennis, you lose badly. You play somebody bigger and stronger in volleyball, you lose badly. You play somebody bigger and stronger in football, you end up with some people drop on the field.
Right.
He said,
right.
If you're already, you know, got an injury problem, and he said, now you're going to substitute much smaller kids who aren't as experienced, you're going to really have an injury problem. And I applaud the reality. It is terrible not to play a game. But what would be worse is see another 5-6 kids go down.
Absolutely.
And now you have to forfeit the rest of the season. You have nobody to play.
Right.
So I appreciate it, as hard as it is.
All right. So with that in mind, all of those scores starting to build closer and closer towards playoff consideration here. So I think in the 5A realm, believe it or not, I believe there's going to be a 3-7 team that gets in again.
Okay.
Potentially a 2-8 team that gets in, but I think there will be a couple of 3-7 teams that get in. Right now, I'm projecting that could be something in the neighborhood of Oxford or Pencrest. If Pencrest can get to 3-7, if Oxford finishes 3-7, I think those are the last two in. Right now, the way the schedule's shaking out, I'm projecting Academy Park as the one seed. If they finish 9-1, they should be the one. If Kennett, Strathaven, Cheltenham, and Westchester East all finish 8-2, for instance, those are your top five. And it will round out in some manner. I already mentioned Strathaven, I think, will fall behind Cheltenham. If Cheltenham can knock off PW tonight, the bonus points for beating an undefeated 6A team would certainly go in the Panther. Well, sorry, the Cheltenham Panthers' favor. So, again, you would need Strathaven would need to knock off a Garnet Valley, for instance.
Right.
You know, an 8 or 9 win Garnet Valley team at the 6A level, the bonus points that go with that would be something that then could compete with what Cheltenham would gain by winning tonight. In terms of Westchester East schedule, they still have Downingtown West looming. So I think that one-loss record right now, Westchester East, I would say that's in jeopardy because eventually you've got to play an undefeated Downingtown West team. But they're handling their business tonight against Kennett. They still have Ruston and Oxford. No slouches, either one of them, but Westchester East has a very good good thing going right now up on Ellis Road in Westchester. Westchester Ruston and Marple Newtown, I'm projecting both of them at 7-3. That could be potentially your 6-7 seeds. But, of course, I have Marple Newtown potentially losing to Ridley. Mm-hmm. I have them potentially beating Radnor. Those are not gimmies. They still have Haverford to go. So, again, you know, Marple could be 7-3. They could be 6-4. They could finish 8-2 and crack into the top five should they knock off a couple of 6A schools in the next couple of weeks. Upper Dublin, I think, is strongly in the mix, probably a 5-4 record. They're only going to play 9 games. They should handle Quakertown and Wissahickon. I have them projecting to lose at Upper Moreland and Plymouth White Marsh. Upper Marion, I think, is going to finish 5-4. They have a win against Pottstown, I think, tonight. But Pope John Paul and Pottsgrove, I think, would have their number. But Penwood, I think, runs the table. They're going to finish 6-3 and still could have a home game. But, of course, Chester has something to say about that right now at halftime. That's a close one, 8-6. But
right. Certainly
still in the mix, Radnor, Unionville, Springfield, Delco. There was talk last week to say, hey, we might see you again, Marple and Strathaven.
Yep.
There's a good chance Strathaven could get Springfield in the first round. There's a good chance they could get Radnor in the first round. You know, a number of Central League teams here are starting to shape up where you could have, say, a 4 versus a 13 or a 5 versus 12, a 6 versus 11 type thing and meet again for the second time this season, which always tells a different story, almost.
Absolutely. Well, and the bonus points are difficult to calculate, and it's a huge involved thing. You can certainly go to our website. We have a definition as to how the points come about if you're trying to figure it out or figure out why it's so confusing. The other aspect is that we are publishing at least the top, usually 10 in the 5A, but there is a website that we copy from, actually. It's PIA District 1 website, and we link it every time we publish the results of the weekly seeding. So if you're interested in the entire grouping of 5A, then you can just click on the link. And in addition to that, they have all the 6A and 4A and 3A, so you can see everybody in District 1 that you know that's competing and where they stand if you are interested. So
we'll keep that posted. There's also, once you click onto that screen on the District 1 website, there's also a little button to the right of each that shows the remaining schedule. So if you want to do some guesswork there like I have, you know, you can geek out like I do.
Right.
In the meantime, just sit there and watch football and enjoy the next 4 weeks of the regular season. Well, 3.5 weeks as we're ready to go here in the third quarter. Emmett Young has it teed. Staying deep to return, Alex Williams and Rob Longo. Here we go. High end over end kick, and now they're going to blow it dead. I think you're going to have offsides on Strathaven and make Emmett kick this thing again. All right. Well, a little over anxious coming out of the halftime locker room. Wanted to get a head start for Emmett.
You know, I think it's just the pink shoes are misleading. They seem to cross the line before they really do.
Could be. How about our defensive lineman in the in that first half, Mike? Sam Burke with a fumble recovery. Matt Dowdy picks up a block punt for a touchdown. Major with a punt block. Corey Harris with a sack. It's those front four are having themselves a heck of a night to start.
Having a heck of a night.
All right.
And offense is starting to come along, too. So,
24 minutes of football to play as Emmett Young moves it back to the 35, and he'll try it again. Longo and Alex Williams await at their 15. High end over end kick. It's going to back up. Longo takes it moving forward at the 15-yard line. Gets a wedge up this right hash mark, and he's going to go right into Ethan Barrar. Nice work there by 57, the sophomore, to drop him. Barrar, inside linebacker on the JV team, had a nice year, and big stop there on special teams to start the second half. So Matt Ellison brings the offense out. He was 6 of 10 throwing it for just 37 yards and one interception on the final play of the half.
Right. Didn't really count
very much.
Didn't
count for much. You're right. So he will start with Jaden Baden, your tailback. Fullback offset to the right on first down. It's Baden straight up the middle through the arms of Dowdy, and into the arms of John Prochniak at the 33. Gain of about 4 on first down. Second down and 6 upcoming. And Springfield still with no huddle. Alex Williams split end to the left. Alex Chirino to the right. Tight end to the right is Shandley. Wing to the right is the fullback. And the give is the tailback for a gain of about 3. That's Baden into the arms of Matt Schuler. So same play, similar result. And it brings up 3rd down and 2. Well, if you've got a lead, this is the way to go. 4 yards at a time, pound them down. But Springfield does not have a lead. But still, you know, hey. A lot of football still to be played. Looking for a scoring drive here. High snap. They give it to Baden one more time, and I don't know. He's going to be shy of the first down, I believe.
Yeah.
Panthers bunched up that time and pinched nicely there.
I'm a little surprised they ran the play 3 times in a row, quite frankly.
Aiden Prochniak and Sam Burke on the stop, and it's going to bring up 4th and 1. Just a yard for Baden that time, and are they bringing the punt team on?
Yep.
All right. Coach Britton will play it safe and kick it away rather than go from their own 38-yard line. P.O. and Schuler await the punt.
I think trying to get the first down would be a mistake, even if it's only a yard.
Jake Vaughn will await the punt snap, looking for better result than last time when the Panthers blocked one. Takes the snap, high but wobbly, sideways kick, angling in the near sideline, and the Panthers will net a bunch here. This is going to end up being a 4-yard punt. Well, where are they going to spot this?
At the 45.
At the 45. This is a 7-yard punt, as Vaughn would like to have that one back. And Panthers will start 1st down in Springfield territory.
In hindsight, you should have gone for the first down, but, you know, we all know that. So.
Yeah, we're all geniuses after the play happens, right?
I'm always 100% right after the play happens.
All right, here we go. Jack Ryder breaks the huddle. Mike Golay over the football at center. 2 tight end set. Jarris Adams is your fullback. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. On 1st down, they give to P.O. off the right side. He dances his way for a couple. Still on his feet. Bounces outside. 40, 35, 30. Still on his feet. Stumbles at the 25 and finally dragged out of bounds on the far sideline all the way down to the 16-yard line. Ebo P.O. having himself a game. 28 more yards off the right side.
Take him a second to put it on the stats. I'm curious as to what he's got so far, too.
90 yards on just 6 carries. Adams has 88 on just 2. And Prochniak with 25 and 12 tough runs between the tackles.
Yeah, Prochniak's just getting killed trying to go up the middle, and the other guys are scooting out for big games.
Well, they're finding room on the edges. And here, 1st and 10 now for the Panthers in the red zone from the 17. Same formation. Pio in the backfield with Jairus Adams. They fake to Adams, gives to Evan Blake. Looking for room off this left side. He cuts inside, down inside the 15 to the 11. Or the 12, rather. Give him 5 yards. Good work there by Evan.
You know, Darty was out ahead of him, and he wouldn't wait for him. That was probably something he should have done, because that would have given him probably another 5 or 10 yards. He just wanted to run ahead of him, and he ran right into two defenders.
Blake averaging nearly 6 yards a carry coming into tonight. Has a two-point conversion to his credit tonight as well. Second down and 6. Evan Blake, T formation this time. Pio, Adams, and Blake straight across the formation behind Ryder. On second down and 6 from the 12. Tight end to the right is John Wilson. Ryder turns, gives to Jairus Adams, steps away from one man, dances to his right, and scoots down inside the 10 to about the 8. We'll spot him just shy of the 8-yard line. We'll bring up third down and almost 3. So, good work here as they put it down on the left hash. Panthers moving well here, trying to take advantage of a short field.
Did it look like Ryder was audibilizing the line? I mean, he was talking. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, well, he's
looked like he changed the play.
Under center. Blake and Adams behind him on third down and a long 2. Gives to Blake off the left side, turns upfield inside the 10, is going to drive the legs, but I think still shy of a first down
here. They're going to the 8.
Going
to
give him maybe a yard. It'll bring up 4th and 2. So field goal range, certainly a possibility here, but we'll see what the Panthers may want more here. 4th and about 1.5 yards. Wouldn't shock me to see Ebo Pio off the right side again.
Sure, give him the. Let's see if he can break himself out.
Would you dare throw a pass into the flat change it up?
I don't know. All right. Our passing game is not our forte.
All right, we'll try it again. 4th down and almost 2. Ryder trying to cash in with the offense here inside the 10. Springfield with 9 in the box. Gives to Adams off the left side. First down and more. Lowers the shoulder. Spins his way forward. And he is in down at the 1.
Ooh,
inside the 1.
I thought he was signaling a touchdown, too.
They are inches from the goal line as Adams just unloaded on the defensive back who came up for the stop. Gain of 8. And the Panthers will have 4 cracks at it from about a foot away.
This is exactly what Springfield did not want to happen. They didn't want to turn the ball over in a short field. They didn't want him to score on their first possession. They needed to score on their first, Springfield's first possession. We'll see what happens here. This is tough to stop.
Yeah, this is quarterback sneak territory. And Ryder turns, gives to Adams off the left side and into the end zone. Jairus Adams for the second time tonight. The junior pounds it in. And the Panthers lead by 21, extra point pending. Well, that's how you cash in on that short field there.
Yep.
Going for it on 4th and 1. The Panthers in the red zone this year came in at 83%. Now, they had a fumble inside the 5 in the first half, but have cashed in otherwise tonight. Emmett Young on for his second extra point try tonight. John Prochniak to snap, and now
offsides.
Offsides against Springfield. Will they
go for 2?
Go for 2, or do you just move Emmett about a yard closer? We'll see. For fundraising purposes, for Alex's lemonade stand, I'm going to tell you to take your kick, and maybe you take it on the kickoff. Oh, they're going to say procedure against Strathaven. All right, somebody for Strathaven flinched.
Really?
So they're going to move him back 5 yards, make it a little tougher for Emmett, but see what he can do here. 21-0 Panthers, 7:35 to play here before halftime. Or, I'm sorry, coming out of halftime. We're in the third quarter now. And now Panthers looking to add to it here. Trying to tack one on a little five yards deeper here. Snap, spot, kick is blocked. Great job there, flying in. Is number 32. That's Matt Grapin on the block. Extra point fails, but 21-0 Strathaven. 7:35 to play in the third. Be back in just a moment. Stick with us. See what Springfield can do on an answer in the third quarter right here on havenfootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Keith. Panthers on the strength of two Jarris Adams touchdowns, 99 yards rushing for the junior tonight. And here, Emmett Young steps into one, high end over end kick. 21-0 lead comes down to Rob Longo at the 10. Looking for room up the middle, cuts out to his left side, trying for that far sideline. Panthers say absolutely not. Chase Barlow and Cole Peichel wrap him up just shy of the 20-yard line. So, 7:26 to play here in the third quarter. Panthers comfortably on top, 21-0. We'll try to get Twitter updated as we go here. And speaking of, Bonner Prendy, 40. Conwell Egan, nothing in the second half now. So that'll be a running clock. Garnet Valley, 42. Pencrest, nothing. That's a running clock in the second half. So we'll keep scores updated as we move along here. They go toss play to Alex Williams for Springfield, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. Matt Schuler says nope. Back to the 17-yard line. Loss of two on the play. The sophomore comes up with a big stop. Panthers tackling, as we said, has been terrific for weeks now, but in particular tonight. Not too many broken tackles here for Springfield just yet. Inside of 7 minutes now in the third quarter. Single setback is Clark. He's got it going up the middle and right into the arms of John Prochniak. Nothing doing. John Wilson in the neighborhood as well. Out to the 19-yard line. Gain of just one, and it brings up third down and 10. Clock continues to melt on Springfield here. They send Alex Carino to the right of the formation as a single wide receiver. Other receivers, Alex Williams to the far left of the formation. Fullback offset to the right. Back is Ellison looking to his right. Fires into the flat. It's complete to the fullback, and Evan Blake comes up and drills him. Drops him at the 22-yard line. Short gain of three. And that will bring up fourth down and about seven. And the punt team on one more time. Another three and out. The Panthers defense just doing the job. They've only been on for six snaps here in the second half.
Yeah. They're coming back with a vengeance now. This is going to be very tough for Springfield. And, of course, if Haven can take this ball and grind it out for a little ways, hopefully we'll get a good punt here for Springfield.
Vaughn on to punt yet again. Ebo Pio and Matt Schuler await near midfield. Low snap, goes through the legs of Vaughn, and now it's a jailbreak. Vaughn's going to pick it up, scramble for it. He's going to throw a pass. It's complete, and they've got themselves a first down. Do they have any linemen downfield? No.
Well, they do, but...
Let's see. And now the Panthers are arguing that, just that, but great job on Matt Grapin's part to come back to the ball, make the catch. Vaughn was... Is that Vaughn who's down?
Vaughn made
a great play throwing it, but now we've got a Springfield player down back inside the 10-yard line. I don't know if that is Vaughn. We'll have to keep an eye on it. But the punt snap was low, went through his legs. He did well to pick it up, roll to his right, and fire a pass to Grapin, and he's got himself a first down out at the 36-yard line. And we'll just keep an eye on this. I don't know.
I can't see a number
yet.
Can't
see the number just yet. So we're going to take
Wait.
Yeah, all right. Mike's got the binoculars going to try to figure out who the injured Springfield player is. But
right.
Either way, we're going to take a short timeout, hope for the best here for the Springfield injury, and be back in a moment. Springfield offense back on the field here when we come back on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should. Down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
All right, good sign here for Springfield. Robert Nolesky will go off under his own power here, shaking up on the punt. Broken play there for Springfield, but they came out on the right side of it here. Pass completion for Jake Vaughn for 14 yards and a first down. So completion number one for the punter on the season. Nicely done. All right, here we go. Panthers have nobody out on the far side of the field. There is nobody covering Serino and Ellison, and now the Panthers are going to say, okay, all right, they got somebody over there. Jarris Adams cheating to the near side, and they give inside to the fullback as Clark. He's going to push the pile to the 40, gain of four. All right, so we were one of the few people who saw it. We heard some stomping feet above us for the coaches.
And the receiver who was out there was
waving.
Yeah, waving like
he was getting a plane to land. The quarterback
didn't
even see it. Oh, if they had snapped the ball, Serino, there was nobody within 30 yards of him.
Yep.
They snap it, throw it out there, and he walks in from 60 yards out. But at any rate, Panthers dodge a bullet there. Second down and six from the 40. Clark, your single setback. Fullback offset to the right. Receivers are split. Play fake. Back to pass. Allison firing to the left flat. Complete. Jairus Adams comes up and buries number 44, Ooh. Tyler McCoach. McCoach in at fullback, and he will feel that one in the morning as Adams drops him at the 42.
Adams may feel it, too.
Yeah. That was big hit there by Jairus. And brings up third down and
I'll tell you, they make him
the 43.
I'm excited to see him get bigger and stronger. He's only was a sophomore
junior.
Now? Junior now.
Yep.
So next year should be great.
All right. Adams singled up out here with Chirino and give his inside to the fullback. And this is Clark. He's got running room and across the midfield stripe and down to the Strathaven 47-yard line. A little hole in the defense that time. They run a quick trap play to the fullback. Gain of 10 and a first down. So they'll snap it quickly here. Line up Chirino again, split to the right. Power eye with two fullbacks, tight end to the right. They go toss play to that side, try to outnumber everybody. This is Alex Williams trying to get it in his hands. They haven't had much luck throwing it to him tonight. Just one catch for Alex for 4 yards.
He had a pretty good opening there. Unfortunately, lost his feet as he got through the hole. So
they gained three. Brings up second down and seven. John Prochniak up to 10 tackles now. John Wilson with 9. Chase Barlow with 7. Panther defense doing the job so far with a 21-0 lead. Here, second down and 7. On the delay, they give it to Clark, and not much doing that time. Prochniak again in on the tackle with Dowdy. Aiden Prochniak, good penetration at the defensive end spot that time, too. They'll put him down at the Panther 44. Third down and about 6. So clock continues to tick. We're inside 350, 349 and counting to play in the third quarter. Strathaven leading 21-0. Springfield trying to get something going on offense. They move McCoach as a wing to the left. On third and 6, back to pass. They fire out to the left, and coming back to the ball is Williams, who makes the catch, but has to go to a knee to do it at the 41-yard line. So gain of just 3. It's going to bring up fourth down and about 4.
So long four.
Williams, that's the guy they want to get the ball to, and they want to get it to him in the open field, and it just hasn't happened. A couple of hitch completions on the hitch tonight has really been it. They line up Williams to the right. Adams singled up with him over here. Serino to the left, back to pass, looking out to this right side and stepping into in and out of trouble. Nicely done here, and Ellison's going to be near first down yardage, and I believe has it. Nicely done by Ellison. Boy, the Panthers collapsed the pocket quickly, and Ellison ducked under everybody. Gains about 6, I think, when they come off that far sideline.
And the first down.
First down indeed. They'll put it down at the Strathaven 36-yard line. Nice work by Ellison with another fourth down conversion.
And this all started from a muffed snap on a punt.
That's right. Four fresh downs here for the Springfield Cougars. Give is to Allen off the left side, Clark. And he'll pick up a few. Give him the 31-yard line. Gain of about 4. Here comes Sam Burke checking back in. No huddle here for the Cougars. Corey Harris will check out. He's going to have to get off the field quickly here, as under center now is Ellison on second down and a long 5. Tight end to the right, wing to the right as well. They toss play to Baden. Looking for running room. Baden's got a few Panthers there to meet him. John Wilson and John Prochniak again. Give him the Panther 28, and it's third down and 2. So, again, methodical here for Springfield, just 3-4 yards at a time, very patient approach, and at this point you take what you can get, right?
Well, if this ends up in a score, even if it gets into the fourth quarter, it's just points on the board for Springfield, something to work from.
Two tight ends, single receiver to the right, quarterback sneak, right up the middle goes Ellison, and I think enough for a first down here. They'll stop the clock, move the chains once again as they spot it down at the Strathaven 25. They'll put the nose of the football on the right hash here. And a nice, very efficient drive here for the Cougars. All right, here we go. Aiden Prochniak on that last tackle. First and 10 from the Panther 25. Best penetration of the night for the Cougar offense. Gives to Baden off the right side. Still pushing the pile here, but the Panthers stack him up after a gain of just one. Host of black shirts around him that time. 120 and counting to play here in the third quarter. 21-0, Strathaven on top. But the Cougars moving it well here. All right. Halftime has come to an end over at Haverford. They still lead 35-0 on Harrington. Here, second down and 8. Back to pass, looking down to the left flat. Now under heavy pressure, Christian Majors almost got Ellison. He steps away from it. Eyes still downfield. Steps away for one man, two men, still on his feet, and dragged out of bounds. Oh, he could have lost 10. Instead, he picks up 3 or 4.
Yep, good for him.
Nice work there before John Wilson tracks him down.
It sure makes it tough to throw a ball when you're running for your life.
Both defensive ends shaking their heads on that one. Major and Aiden Prochniak had a shot. Brings up second down and about 7 or so. Third down, rather. Third down and 7. Okay, here we go. Ellison under center. Serino split to the right. Williams to the left, back to pass, looking out to that left side, throws the fade, going up for it, and incomplete. Great coverage there by Chase Barlow down near the goal line. No shot.
No way to catch that ball, other than a miracle jump or something.
That's actually, that is Williams over there.
It was just great defense.
7. Yep. Good coverage there by Barlow, singled up on Alex Williams at 6'3". Barlow gives up a little height there, but good position there. And it turns into fourth down and 7. All right, another fourth down try here for Springfield. From the Strathaven 22 on the left hash. Back to pass goes and fired near flat here. It's complete. And Matt Schuller drops him shy of the first down. Complete to the fullback, number 5, DeVario. But Matt Schuller drops him, and the Panther offense takes over. So the defense continues to hold.
Just impressive. Really impressive. I mean, just... Now, almost the end of the third quarter here, so that's 7 quarters without allowing a score. And, you know, in this particular case, Springfield was seriously threatening. So,
Ellison maybe feeling backside pressure there, had to get rid of it quickly. I didn't see who was coming from that backside. I don't know if that was Aiden Prochniak or perhaps Corey Harris on the stunt, but either way, great work there by the front four and good tackling by Schuller. First and 10. Motion man is... Ebo Pio, they give it to him on the jet sweep, looking for room off that right side, turns the corner momentarily, but doesn't get much. Nice work there, stringing it out by the Cougar defense. Number 7, Connor Smith on the stop. Gain of maybe a yard for Ebo that time.
Yeah, Smith did a really nice job. He, just kept running with him and made sure he was not going to go outside of him. He had to either turn up in front of him, and hopefully his friends were there waiting for him, or take him out to the corner.
Clock ticks, 12 seconds, 11 seconds. Coach Clancy not interested in snapping it again. He says, we'll tilt sides of the field here. 21-0 is our lead. And the Panthers on top here going to the fourth quarter. Trying to wrap up a home playoff game with a win tonight. See if they can hang on for the fourth quarter. Cougars trying to avoid that when we come back on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field in Wallingford. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Andrew Kaufman with the stats and spotting. Pete Fulginetti with the spotting. And you heard from him at halftime as well. Second and 9 for the Panthers from their own 21-yard line. But the Panther defense has done the job tonight. 21-0 is your score. Pitching another shutout. 158 yards of total offense for Springfield. And Panthers hold them to under 3 yards a carry on the ground, and so far passing it 10 out of 15, but for just 48 yards.
And Springfield now is leading time possession. Of course, it's a little unfair because they had the ball last, but 20 minutes and 15.
Jason Stone, split end to the right. Wing to the left. Wing to the right, and fullback is Jairus Adams. They give inside to Adams, who dances away from one man to two men, and now goes backwards for a moment and is wrapped up there. Well, if he keeps going forward, that's one thing. He was able to dance out of two tackles, but went backwards for a moment, and it'll stop him at about the 23.
I'm not sure I like using him up the middle like that. I'd rather give him a little bit of speed to dance out there. Give him a hole he's got to work with.
All right. Well, Panthers now third down and seven from their own 23. See what they can come up with here in the short term. Do you look for your first completion in a couple of weeks? We'll see. Jason Stone, split end to the left. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Motion man is Blake. Back to pass is Ryder. Looking. Has a man out there. Behind the defense is Jason Stone, and he's incomplete. Oh, he couldn't quite reach it.
That was
at about
pretty.
The Springfield 40-yard line, just out of his reach, and falls incomplete. So they've thrown it twice deep down the middle. Jason Stone, the intended receiver.
Stone.
So, in the meantime, fourth down and seven. So, Emmett Young on to punt it away with Rob Longo awaiting. So, Panther offense not able to convert.
And again, both
passes deep down the middle tonight on the post. High wobbler off the foot of Emmett Young. Takes a Strathaven roll across the midfield stripe. Longo's going to get away from it. Good decision there, and Springfield will start their offense at their own 46-yard line. So good field position for the Cougars here, and the Panther defense asked to do just a little bit more as we're at the 11:05 mark to play here in the fourth.
And loving it.
Loving the defense. They love doing
they
like it.
You're
being
right. Out there, yeah.
A couple quick score updates. Westchester Henderson all over Great Valley 31-7. Westchester East 21, Kennett 7. So a two-score lead now for East over Kennett. Ridley and Marple still tied at 14. Downingtown East trails Downingtown West 21-14 as well. All right, here we go. First and 10 for Springfield. Tight end to the right. Tailback was in motion, but they didn't catch it. And now under pressure from the backside, and Major and Sam Burke drop him. They're going to give him maybe a gain of a yard as Ellison was under heavy pressure from the backside. He does a good job feeling his way around the pocket and stepping up in the pocket. For a gain of one.
That was a dangerous tackle, not so much for Haven, but when you get dragged down from back like that, it's a good way to mess up an ankle or something.
All right, Ellison talks things over in his backfield. They got a power eye look, two fullbacks offset to the right. They go on a counter back to the left side, give his side to Clark, who's, oh, wow, he was a shirt tail away from breaking that one. That shirt tail grabbed by Evan Blake at the first down marker. So a gain of about nine. Will they move the chains? Yes. Okay. They'll move the chains. First and 10 for Springfield at the Strathaven 44. I like the call there. Creative. Three times they've run to that power side, and that time went the other way with the fullback. Here they go, the fullback offset to the left. They go to the fade pattern deep down this near sideline. Barlow's out there and swats it away with his left hand. Oh, boy. Alex Williams had half a step, and Barlow timed it perfectly, reached up and knocked it away.
That ball was thrown perfectly. If it was going to be caught, it had to be caught there. It was
great job. I know people love watching him wrestle, but he's fun to watch on the football field too. Barlow, a terrific sophomore season on the corner. Second and 10 from the 44. Split into the far side of the field is Scarino. To the near side, short side of the field is Williams. Looks like he's doubled up here with Blake and Barlow. Back is Ellison. Looking. Steps up in the pocket. Now going to scramble. Tucks and run. Across the 45, 35, 30. Still into the secondary. Steps away from Pio. Now he's hanging on for dear life. Pio tries to rip the ball out. But Ellison down to the Panther 3-yard line. Wow, that's a gutsy run there by Ellison. Just keeps the legs moving. Just a junior. And he is doing a lot of good work here in this second half.
Yeah, that was a jailbreak in for a rush on a pass, and they just all ran past him as he took off forward.
Ellison up to 70 yards rushing now. He's under center. I formation, fullback offset to the right. They give it to Clark up the middle, and he's going to be dropped shy of the goal line. Give him maybe a yard. Maybe a yard. Good penetration from Corey Harris and Evan Blake. I'm sorry, that was Blake, not Corey Harris. Dowdy and Burke in the middle now. On second down and goal to go. From the three. Under center is Ellison. I formation. Dotted by Clark. They go Ellison straight up the middle. And nope, nothing doing there.
Wow.
Much better push that time from the Panther D. That's Burke and Blake.
Well, what they did is they let him, you know, get duck in the beginning, but then they crushed him from the side and just knocked him right over, which is a good way to do it.
No gain on the quarterback keeper. Third down and goal to go from about the two. Receiver split to either side. Ellison with a fullback behind him. He's going to keep it again right up the gut, and I don't know. I don't think so. Springfield thinks they're in. No one else agrees. Fourth and goal. Nice work there again by the Panther defense. Mike Olay in the middle.
Tough to stop that another time if they try it again. They're going to call a timeout? No,
fourth and goal to go from the one. Golay on the nose now. 8:28 and counting to play here in the fourth. All right, let's see. They bring in the play and an extra offensive lineman. Now timeout. They're going to stop the clock. For what reason? Timeout Springfield. There it is. Okay, referee signaled timeout. Just didn't give us an indication. Fourth and goal to go from the one. Panthers looking for a goal line stand. When we come back, they lead it 21-0. Glad you're with us. Live or on the archive on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
All right, here we go. Fourth and goal to go for Springfield from the Strathaven 1. Panthers have had two stops from the 2. Now just a yard away, Matt Ellison brings in the huddle from the sideline, and they go big here. Wow, they got their biggest players on the field. Defensive tackle Donovan Diet lines up at left tackle. Big 58 is in there as well, James McManus. So Coach Britton is talking things over with the referee, and they're making some substitutions. I don't know how many players they have on the field at this point. Britton wants to talk things over with the officials, and we'll see. All right, so quick score update. Ridley and Marple still tied, now at 21, late in the third. Upper Darby trails Radnor now. Radnor's taking the lead 20-13. Here, fourth and less than a yard. Everybody in tight. I formation behind Ellison. He's under center. Clark dots the I. It's Ellison who's going to push, and he is shy of the goal line. The Panthers hold.
Wow.
Nothing doing as Golay, John Prochniak, and friends in the middle of the defense say absolutely not. We want that goose egg staying on the scoreboard, and the Panthers now have to get out of their own end zone. First and 10. From their own one, but the defense doing the job again, and that's just
That's like putting an exclamation point on it. Yep. Yeah, that's just a matter of saying you're not going to do it to us. You know, four plays from the three and nothing happens.
Excellent job there by the Panther front seven in particular. T formation. Ryder with two tight ends is going to keep it himself for a couple, maybe. Ryder trying to just get a little bit more breathing room. Quarterback keeper over the center goes to almost the 3 yard line.
Well, you know, a fake inside and a run around the end, I think, would just suck everybody into the middle and just free up your you know, potential long run on a corner sweep or something.
Well, we'll see what they try here. Under center is Ryder, two tight ends, John Wilson to the right, Christian Mazur to the left. T formation, now they go wing to the right with Evan Blake. Ryder with a hard count. Give is to Pio, looking for room off this right side. Steps away from one man, two man, stiff arm at the 10, 15, and now he's going to push out to the 18-yard line. Ebo Pio rips off 17 and a Panther first down.
Oh, that's some breathing room. Great run.
Yep, and great job by the right side of that line. Henry over there leading the way. Evan Blake, John Wilson, paving the way off that right side. Ebo Pio and Jarris Adams each over 100 yards rushing now. 7:18 and counting to play here in the fourth. Panthers lead it 21-0 and would love to just keep melting this clock. Springfield with two timeouts, trailing by three scores. Jairus Adams is your fullback. On first and 10, it's P.O. one more time off the right side. Flag on the play, and P.O. scrambles out to the 19 for just a yard. Not much going there, and I think you're going backwards for 10 here.
Yeah, I think it's holding call, obviously.
The umpire caught somebody in the middle of that line, and they're going to move them back from the spot foul from the 17. So you're going to turn this thing into first and about 19 or so. First and, more than that. You're right, Mike. First and about 22, maybe. Let's see. All right. Just shy of the 9. All right, first and 19, we'll call it.
See, you were right.
All right. Okay, we were close. All right. Clock continues to melt on Springfield here. 21-0 Strathaven. Panthers backed up now inside their own 10. They'll snap from just shy of the 9. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Motion man is Blake. Give inside is Jairus Adams, and he's going to have two hands on that ball and spin his way out to the 12 for a gain of 3. All right. Let's see. We'll keep you posted on Chester and Penwood if we can.
Remind me, next week I'm wearing my jacket.
Oh. Okay. You're covered.
This is my light fall coat, but we went from fall to summer to winter.
Gavin Kingsborough with a pick six for Ridley. 28-21. Ridley on top of Marple. Here, second down and about 15. Give inside. No, outside is to Pio. They fake to Adams. It's Pio. Makes it one man miss. Cuts upfield across the 15 and is slammed down out of bounds here on this near sideline at the, call it the 18. So,
kind of
turn this into third down and about 10.
Yeah, we're back to the original line of scrimmage, so 10 yards for a first down. And
clock is stopped anyway now with the
out of bounds. Yeah. Think he wants to try another pass? I wish you wouldn't try these 30 and 40-yard things. Just throw it 10 yards, see what they get.
A lower percentage, the further downfield you go maybe. But although I will say both of those guys were open tonight. Yep. They did have good calls in. In the meantime, give inside is Jairus Adams. Spins away from one man, a second man, and oh, he's down at the 30-yard line. Tripped over his own feet coming out of that second spin. Either way, 11 yards later, the Panthers move the sticks, and Adams picks it up for the Panthers.
That's amazing.
Fresh set of downs.
That's amazing. I really didn't expect him to get the first down. That's great.
A quick trap play has worked very nicely this year.
Yeah, except it works later and later in the games. Right. That's the problem. You run into walls. Everybody sees it on film.
All right, here we go with Evan Blake, wing to the right. Adams and Pio in the backfield. They give it to Adams one more time. Off the right side, now straight ahead across the 40, pushing his way. Springfield ripping at
go
that football.
Down.
And down to the 44, maybe 45-yard line goes Adams. Jairus for 16 more and another first down.
Very generous spot, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Gave him an extra 2 yards out of the deal.
This drive started back at the 1 yard line after the goal line stand, and now they'll be inside of 5 minutes to play here when they break the huddle.
All right. Yeah, Panthers are approaching 300 yards now, 273.
North Penn 33, Satterton 21, trying to put the first loss on Satterton tonight. Motion man is P.O. on first down. Give is to Adams, and he's wrapped up immediately. Ball came out again, and John Wilson again on top of it. What a job by Wilson with two fumble recoveries on offense. These are not going to show up on the stat sheet, mind you, but he has come up with a couple of really big plays. Now Adams gets up a little worse for the wear here. All right. Second down and 12 upcoming here. Panthers trying to milk the clock. 4:15 and so forth and counting. Now Adams checks out. John Prochniak back in. And they're going to check him out here. And again, Jairus a big part of your defense as well. So as is Prochniak, as are most of these guys going two ways. John Prochniak back in at fullback. Second down and 12. Give on the play fake is to Evan Blake off the left side. Cuts back. He's got himself about 5 yards out to the 46-yard line or so. Maybe the 47. And it brings up third down and 8. So, clock continues to run, and the Panthers now looking to move to 6-1, and on the road for the first of 3 straight road games will be at Harriton, up behind Villanova next week. next Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff. Springfield, on the other hand, has Conestoga, Pencrest, Upper Darby, and Harrington. So, again, their schedule a little more favorable in the weeks ahead as well. Third down and 8 from the 47. Blake, wing to the right. On third down, gives to P.O., looking for running room, and not much that time. Cut it inside and just nowhere to go with it, so no gain for Ebo on that one. Third and 8 upcoming. Clock ticks 3 minutes and counting. Coach Clancy, I think he's going to let the clock run down and call timeout here. He's going to take this thing down as long as he can.
Right.
He's already talking to the line judge. He says, I want you to watch that back, Judge, and when he starts swiping. So he's got it figured out. He's been doing this a little while. 309 career wins, I would say so.
Soon to be 310, it looks like.
Getting a little closer to that 250 mark at Strathaven. Coming into tonight, 243 career wins at Strathaven. 310 already coming in tonight. He's about to get 311 if you count the Archbishop Carroll days. And now 4th and 8. And Coach Clancy calls timeout, and my guess is bring the punt team on. All right, so timeout Strathaven, 2:13 to play in regulation. We'll take a short one with them. Be back in 30 seconds for score updates and see if Springfield can get on the board on havenfootball.net.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
All right. Strathaven looking to punt it away here with a 21-0 lead, 2:13 to play. Three very quick score updates. Upper Darby has come back to tie Radnor. They're tied at 20 late in the third. Cheltenham has just scored again to go ahead of Plymouth-Whitemarsh, 21-14, also late in the third. Ridley leads Marple at the start of the fourth quarter, 28-21. Here, Emmett Young steps into one. High, spiraling kick. It's going to angle and take a Springfield roll, and now down at the 30-yard line by Alex Hemingway. Good job by Alex. Good decision there. 23 on the punt, no return, as it took an unfortunate bounce if you're a Panther fan, but still 2:03 to play. Springfield got as close as you can possibly get to scoring, but still the scoreboard reads zero for the Cougars. They had four cracks at it from inside the three, and the Panther defense held on the last series. Strathaven looking to do that one more time. Corey Harris and Matt Dowdy on the inside. Aiden Prochniak and Christian Major on the outside. Ellison steps up in the pocket. Corey Harris says no. They're going to stop him shy of the 30. That's a second sack of the night for Corey Harris. Welcome back, 58. Two sacks on his return to the lineup. Great job shedding his block. Ellison did not give his receivers much time to develop. He looked a little antsy. He wanted to tuck it and run it quickly, but Harris was waiting for him. Second and 11. Ellison under center. Back to pass, looking out to his right. Backside pressure, fires to that right side. It is caught by Serena. Good tiptoes on the far sideline to the 35. And it brings up third down and about 5. So gain of about 6 for Serena, who's 5 catches tonight for 37 yards. Ellison, 11 out of 17 throwing it, but just 54 yards, less than 5 yards of completion. Here on 3rd and 5, rolling to his left. Major being held to get away from him anyway, and he's going to be wrapping him up anyway and dropping him back at the 34-yard line. Major was held, fought it off anyway, and he has a sack on this near sideline. Loss of a yard on the play. It brings up 4th down and 6. What a job by this front four.
Well, I tell you, it's been an impressive defense, even going back. I mean, it's really been the whole season. They've just done a heck of a job.
All right, and good coverage to the 7 guys behind him as well. Ellison can't find anybody. Here, 4th and 6, he'll try it again. Back to pass, looking, and into the arms. Matt Dowdy this time says no. 3 consecutive sacks for the Panthers. And with 49 seconds to go, what an incredible effort by the defense tonight. Defensive coaches on the way out here, we're going to give them a round of applause. What a job. What a job as the Panthers about to pitch their second shutout. 49 seconds left. Panthers with a 21-0 lead. Jack Ryder, I'm assuming, is going to go in, take a snap and take a knee,
right,
and take it home. So, is that five total sacks for the Panthers tonight?
If
I'm remembering correctly, but we'll worry about that later.
Can you switch the
but
defense?
Three of them on the next play, or just on this last series. And now, Ryder under center, victory formation behind him. He'll take the snap, take the knee. The clock continues to tick. All right. I don't know if they'll need to snap it again or not. Just put the football down, and I think they will snap one more time. Now they're going to switch the football out. All right. Okay, clock ticks, 31 seconds, 30 seconds. Ryder should get under center and do it one more time, and then everybody will line it up. So, sacks, Dowdy, Harris, Mazur, again, four sacks tonight. What a job. Five? Wow, fantastic work here. Players shaking hands in midfield as they snap one more time, and that will do it. Clock melts, 8 seconds, 7 seconds, and the Panthers move to 6-1. And a date with Harrington 7 days from now. They should feel good about this one. What a job. Strathaven, for the first time since 2012, has knocked off Springfield. It's been quite a while. And that one feels good.
Yep, sure does.
All right, we'll take a short time out. Be back in just a moment. Second shutout in a row for the Panthers on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Well, Chase Barlow and who's his other sophomore comrade, Matt Schuler. You figure the two sophomores in the secondary were in third grade the last time Strathaven beat Springfield. I mean, that's saying something. It's been quite a while. They did not play each other last year, just in one of those quirky scheduling things in the Central League with the 12 teams. But, boy, oh, boy, has it been a while. And, boy, did the Panthers, after a slow start offensively in the first quarter, Jairus Adams sort of lit the fuse with a long touchdown run.
Yes, he did.
You get a big special teams play from Christian Mazur and Matt Dowdy on the punt block in return. And then that defense just truly impenetrable tonight. Easy for me to say, Mike.
Well, impenetrable. You know, they had to make a goal line stand down at the three, and they did hold them off for four plays in a row. It was amazing, including two quarterback sneaks, which I think under any other circumstances would have gone in for the score. But they came up with a concept. Instead of attack it from the front, they attacked it from the side and kept them at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, he ended up stopping them, I guess, on the one-foot line. We couldn't tell from here, but in high school football, that's an amazing, amazing defense. It just doesn't happen that often.
Well, it doesn't happen often. We've seen it happen before. I'm hearkening back to the 2010 state quarterfinals with Archbishop Wood, where they held a high-powered Wood offense out with, Alex Gasitz and Alex Heisey.
Against Ridley during a regular season many years ago.
Yep, but again, this defense and this team is making a mark of its own. You've had a couple of signature wins now of teams that you haven't beaten in years.
Right.
Hadn't beaten Ridley since 2005, check that one off the list. You haven't beaten Springfield since 2012, check that one off the list. You knocked off undefeated Marple that last week. Tough time with Haverford, but now Harrington looming next week,
right,
and Garnet Valley after that. This team is still in the hunt, believe it or not, for the Central League title.
So
if somebody can knock off Garner Valley, it would make it a very interesting situation when we go to play them. But who's Garner Valley playing next week? You know, I don't.
Next week, I haven't checked, but I mean, even a win over if Strathaven can take care of it,
yeah.
Then again, you end up as you know, with potentially co-champs with
three
teams with one loss in the league. So well, right. Anyway, you're getting ahead of ourselves,
yes,
because
yes.
First, 7 days from now, you've got to deal with Harriton on the road, the first of a 3-game road trip. And now, the Strathaven needs to just find a way to dial it back in, practice well this week, and get, you know, there's still things that they can improve. You know, you haven't been scored on in 2 weeks. You also haven't completed a pass in 2 weeks.
Yep.
There have been multiple fumbles in each of the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
So certainly things to work on, but certainly can't argue with the scoreboard again tonight on senior night. So a memorable way to end a number of seniors with big plays tonight. And congrats to all of them on their second win, second shutout win in as many weeks. So thanks again to Pat Clancy for everything he does here, setting us up in the booth and so on. Thanks again to Gary James and Bob Jessen, keeping it fun in the press box. Pete Fulgenetti and Andrew Kaufman, fantastic as always with the spotting and stats. And Mike Mayer doing everything else on havenfootball.net. Check out the site over the next couple of days for stats, scores, articles, and a whole lot more, and certainly a good recap of what's going on here with your fantastic football team. 6-1 are the Panthers. So we'll sign off, be back on the air 6:45 next Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff versus Harriton. Tonight, your final score, Strathaven 21, Springfield nothing. Brian Carroll signing off tonight. Good night, everyone, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.